Remember the excitement of your first ride? Get that feeling again with a 2006 Chevy Cobalt. With more standard horsepower than Civic, Corolla, or Focus, and an estimated 34 highway miles per gallon, it's your next red hot ride.
Just brakes, we really do.
Additional parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Now the latest from CBS News on the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. This is KKZN, Thornton Boulder.
This.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. President Bush has promised to give the storm-scarred Gulf Coast all the federal help it needs to rebuild and recover.
It is hard to imagine a bright future, but that future will come.
Speaking from New Orleans' fabled French Quarter, the president said the government would rebuild communities and help hurricane victims to find new jobs and places to live.
Evacuees who have not yet registered should contact FEMA or the Red Cross. We need to know who you are, because many of you will be eligible for broader assistance in the future.
I'm Peter King in Baton Rouge, where the president's speech struck one evacuee as inspirational to a degree.
He's saying all the right things, but nothing is really being done right at the present time.
Courtney Schelling just got here after more than a week at the Reliance Center of Shelter in Houston. He's living in a motel room with his cousin, Zachary Ash, who says the president's words don't change the fact that his life is hell right now.
We're homeless.
He just wants to know when he'll have a place to call home again. Peter King, CBS News, Baton Rouge.
CBS News is trying to help reunite families separated by Katrina. 7-year-old Donald Odette is missing from Slidell, Louisiana. If you know where he is, call 1-888-544-5475 or log on to missingkids.com. It's been another deadly day in Iraq. A suicide car bomber killed at least 10 people, leaving Friday prayers at a mosque 130 miles north of Baghdad. Attacks in Baghdad and other parts of the country claimed a dozen more lives. And CBS's Laura Logan tells us a mortar round went off not far from government headquarters in the capital.
All we know at this point is that there was a large explosion inside the Green Zone. I could hear it from our officers just outside the Green Zone, and it was a deep resonating boom.
Al-Qaeda in Iraq and other Sunni-led insurgent groups have threatened all-out war against Iraqi Shiites who control the new government. President Bush has approved base closings endorsed by the Independent Base Closing Commission. CBS News military analyst Jeff McCausland says only Congress has the power to block the plan.
If they don't do that within the next 45 legislative days, that list actually becomes law. And those bases will close over the next 5 to 6 years.
22 major bases are on the chopping block. 33 others would be reconfigured. Governor Schwarzenegger has signed a bill that bans soda sales in California schools in an effort to fight obesity. 15-year-old Troy Cados of Orinda, California, isn't happy about that.
This is kind of uncalled for. There's no real need for this. I mean, what's getting people fat is not soda at a vending machine in high school.
Well, you had me from hello.
Renee Zellweger may have had Kenny Chesney from Hello, but she's giving him up. They've decided to have their 4-month marriage annulled.
It was over from the start.
Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are up 6 points. This is CBS News.
It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress, an innovation so advanced it's guaranteed to provide a better night's sleep. Now you can get a free sample of the incredible material behind this mattress and a free better sleep video. Call 1-800-719-0111. The Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress contours every curve of your body. You'll sleep more soundly, wake more energized. For people with back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers extraordinary relief. Call Tempur-Pedic now for a free video and sample at 1-800-719-0111. That's 1-800-719-0111.
You know, it is technically possible to do a paint-by-number replica of the Mona Lisa.
Voila!
It's never going to hang in the Louvre, though.
No?
Same with those generic stress formulas that try to copy stress tabs. Only new and improved Stress Tabs Advance has Ester C, plus 14 vital nutrients that put back what stress takes away. Think of it as a masterpiece.
A masterpiece?
Of nutritional support.
Oh.
Stress Tabs. Anything else would be less tabs. Also, check out Stress Tabs Weight and Stress Tabs Energy.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
We're waking up to a real nice ride on the highways. We're moving along just fine. Top on I-25, starting to fill in just a little bit around 84th Avenue. Then it looks good for the ride into downtown and through T-Rex. I-70 wide open between Wheat Ridge and Aurora. 225 and the Turnpike are both trouble-free, and we're looking good on C-470 as you make your way across Highlands Ranch. Now around town, things still pretty quiet on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93. Arapahoe, Broadway, and Baseline look good. And turn to the weather. Going to be a nice one today. Sunny skies with highs in the upper 80s. Right now we're at 55 degrees. Now at Albertsons, check the price and save money on the items you use the most. Compare for yourself and save with lower prices on thousands of items throughout the store. Albertsons, helping make your life easier. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's not just radio. It's a journey for your mind.
Intelligence is dictated by asking questions.
Go ahead. Open your door.
Our country needs visionary policies that offer solutions.
Take a trip with Progressive Radio.
I just want to make a comment.
These are difficult times.
I'm about to pull my hair out right now.
I'm just really frustrated and angry.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Time. Your mind is waiting.
Sponsored in part by Franklin Templeton Investments. Worldwide investing through the eyes of experience for over 50 years. Franklin Templeton Investments gained from their experience. I'm Charles Osgood. President Bush spoke to the nation last night about the devastating Hurricane Katrina and its aftermath.
Tonight, so many victims of the hurricane and the flood are far from home and friends and familiar things. You need to know that our whole nation cares about you. And in the journey ahead, you're not alone.
And he made a promise.
Throughout the area hit by the hurricane, we will do what it takes. We will stay as long as it takes to help citizens rebuild their communities and their lives.
More after this for the American Jewish Committee.
The following is a paid announcement.
I'm just back from Houston. I went to meet with people evacuated from Hurricane Katrina. It's not easy to describe what's going on there. The lives of countless people have been shattered. Their future is uncertain. In some cases, family members are unaccounted for and the search for loved ones goes on. Thousands of people from all walks of life have volunteered to help. What an inspiration they are. And many organizations and corporations have pitched in, working alongside local, state, and national government teams. It's such tragedies that remind us that as a nation, we have a common destiny. Part of the funds we've collected at the American Jewish Committee is going for immediate assistance to the needy. Part will go for rebuilding damaged houses of worship. That's our way of saying that Americans may be of many faiths, but as Hurricane Katrina underscored, we are one human family. To learn more, go to ajc.org. This is David Harris of the American Jewish Committee.
Government got off to a shamefully slow start in reacting to the calamitous hurricane and its tragic consequences, and this the president acknowledges.
4 years after the frightening experience of September the 11th, Americans have every right to expect a more effective response in a time of emergency. When the federal government fails to meet such an obligation, I, as president, am responsible for the problem and for the solution.
And on the subject of the solution,
our goal is to get people out of the shelters by the middle of October. So we're providing direct assistance to evacuees that allows them to rent apartments. And many are already moving into places of their own.
Meanwhile, a truly stupendous reconstruction project is underway.
I have asked for, and the Congress has provided, more than $60 billion. This is an unprecedented response to an unprecedented crisis, which demonstrates the compassion and resolve of our nation.
Let the world see what kind of people we really are.
The work that has begun in the Gulf Coast region will be one of the largest reconstruction efforts the world has ever seen. When that job is done, all Americans will have something to be very proud of.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Rose Bynum, a scientist at GlaxoSmithKline, on a company with bigger responsibilities.
I believe we have to do more than just develop drugs. We have to try to help people who need them get them. I couldn't work for a company that didn't believe the same thing. I've been at GSK 17 years. Believe me, we're here to help everyone.
To learn about our access programs, call 1-888-825-5249. GlaxoSmithKline.
The Osgood File, September 16th, 2021.
This is the J. Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's 6:08, 8 minutes after 6. Sunny with a high today of around 82. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. J. Marvin with you. 303-713-7600. Finally, Friday. Man, oh man, are you ready for the weekend? I liked the weekend before last when we had Monday off. We should have mandatory three-day weekends, I think. And Turk and I, John Turk, who produces the show, we're still trying to get used to the idea that daylight savings time is beginning to grind to a halt. And that at 10 minutes after 6 in the morning, it's still dark outside. It looks weird out there. Inky and black. And takes a little bit of getting used to. All right, it's Friday. What does that mean? Well, Friday means open phones. And it means you can talk about anything you want to talk about. And, of course, last night, George W. Bush appeared before the nation in New Orleans, in the French Quarter, and gave a speech about pledging the nation's help for the Gulf Coast. The federal government will lead in the rebuilding, the president says. President Bush pledged Thursday, last night, to put the full might and money of the federal government behind the reconstruction of the Gulf Coast and vowed to its people that in the journey ahead, you're not alone. In this nationally televised address from Jackson Square in the historic French Quarter of New Orleans, Bush outlined his plans to assess recovery efforts and to prevent bureaucratic errors of the sort that slowed response to Hurricane Katrina. Now, here's the thing. You know, the speech was about, obviously, helping the people on the Gulf Coast. But there was another part to this speech, and it was a part of trying to repair his falling poll numbers and show that he's a strong, decisive leader. That's the other part that was on display last night. So it's kind of the speech kind of had a subtext to it. The main text of President Bush's nationally televised address was the rebuilding of New Orleans. The clear subtext was the rebuilding of his presidency, now at its lowest point ever. Confronted, you know, Bush is being confronted with challenges here and also abroad, and we had another bloody day in Iraq today, and facing a country increasingly divided on partisan and racial lines. So my question to you is, and it's open phones, you can talk about this or anything else that may be on your mind, but my question is to you, did Bush do the job last night? Did he convince you that the federal government will take the lead? Did he convince you that not only will the federal government take the lead, but that they will iron out the bureaucratic snags? And did he take sufficient blame for the problems? Because he really didn't say much about that last night. He really didn't get too much into it. He talked more about what we were going to do. And then, you know, the overwhelming question I have, and I'm not against helping people on the Gulf Coast. No way. I'm absolutely for it. But you wonder, between Iraq and spending money in the Gulf Coast, where are we going to get all this money? So we're talking deficits now for years to come. And I think one of the first things that this president ought to do is repeal the tax cuts, because we can't afford them. That ought to be number one. Got to repeal those tax cuts, because you can't spend more than you take in. And you're gambling with the country's economic stability in the future. So that would be the first thing I would say to him. I would say to him, yeah, you're on the right track. We need to definitely help the people in the Gulf Coast area. We need to rebuild New Orleans and Louisiana and parts of Mississippi and parts of Alabama and the Gulf Coast area. We need to rebuild it. And yes, we need to invest money at home. And if you listen to the interview yesterday with Max Cleland, former senator from Georgia, he was making exactly that point. I think it's time for us to realistically look at how the heck we're going to pay for all of this. And there's no question that we got to do it. And I'm not trying to come across the radio here like being a fiscal conservative. But I think the thing is, we have to prudently, wisely spend the money, and we have to look at how we're going to get the money. And I think it is time for GWB to come forward and give up those tax cuts that he wanted to make permanent. Because you can't ride for free. There's no free lunch, as the old saying goes. And there was a poll yesterday, I think it was MSNBC, or it was the NBC Wall Street Journal poll, which showed that I think something like 45% of the Americans who answered this favored taking money, shifting money from Iraq and putting it towards repairing the Gulf Coast of the United States. So we're spending in both places. And everybody's going to have to pay their share. And, you know, I'm not against paying my share. I'm really not. I don't think you are either. But the tax structure in this country has got to be fixed. And those tax cuts have got to be have got to be straightened out. It's also another interesting poll that showed up. Are you ready for this? 8 in 10 people say it's important for Americans now driving sport utility vehicles to switch to more fuel-efficient vehicles to reduce the nation's dependence on oil, a poll found. With gas prices hovering around $3 a gallon nationally and the price of natural gas rising sharply, 6 in 10 said they are confident President Bush is taking the right approach to solving the nation's energy problems, according to a survey by the Pew Research Center of People in the Press. And let me read that again because I read it wrong. 6 in 10 said they are not confident that President Bush is taking the right approach. Given several choices for dealing with the energy problems, the public has some clear preferences. Listen to this. Almost 7 in 10 want the government to establish price controls on gasoline and want more spending on subway, rail, and bus systems. Just over 7 in 10 want to give tax cuts to companies that develop wind, solar, and hydrogen energy. Just over 8 in 10 want higher fuel efficiency required for cars, trucks, and SUVs, CAFE standards, and slightly more than half, 52%, favor giving tax cuts to energy companies that explore for more oil or gas. The rising anxiety over high gas prices has caused a shift in public priorities about the importance for exploring for new energy. Almost 6 in 10 now say exploring for new sources of energy is more important than protecting the environment. So where do you weigh in on that? And I've got an SUV, although I try not to drive it too much. I keep it pretty much parked in the garage, and we've got another car that gets better gas mileage. Anyway, all this stuff's out on the table. We'll hear cuts from President Bush's speech coming up. You can talk about anything you want to talk about Friday, and that means open phones at 303-713-7600. And if you have an SUV, would you consider ditching it to buy a car that would get better gas mileage? 303-713-7600.
Hit San Francisco September 17th through the 22nd. See Larry Ellison and other industry leaders. Register at Oracle.com or on-site at Moscone Center.
It's like our OJ. You know, we need a glass of OJ every morning to get us going. We need a little bit of mind energy, and that's what listening to Progressive Radio helps us do.
Jay Marvin, AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Sunday today, a high of around 82, 303-713-7600, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin with you. Good morning. It's nice to have you along. It's open phones here. You can talk about Bush's speech last night. Did he do the job? Did he? Do you think it'll stench the bleeding and stop his sliding poll numbers, or maybe not, or anything else that you may want to talk about? And let's go to Jim in Loveland. Jim, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Hey. Hi, Jay. I've talked to you before.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
I love listening to you. I think you're very reasonable. And I just wanted to say, I first of all, I'm not a Republican. I'm not a conservative, and I didn't vote for Bush.
Okay.
I think the response, federal response after the fact was pathetic. Okay, but before the fact, when is the mayor of New Orleans going to get up and apologize for his lack of action prior to the fact? I the only analogy I can come up with is that Rudy Giuliani or apparently any other mayor worth anything, if they were concerned about the poor black people downtown. Rudy Giuliani, if he would have found out on a Friday night or Saturday morning that two planes were going to fly into the World Trade Center and there was nothing we could, theoretically, that there was nothing we could do to stop it, he would have had everything on wheels, including wheelchairs and dollies and tricycles, and Manhattan would have been a ghost town by Monday night. Why didn't the mayor do more, and why does he not have to apologize? Why did the local officials, because if this were to come and start getting to the local officials, then you would have been called a Nazi and a
Oh boy, your cell phone's dropping out here. Let me just try to answer it on the air, and thank you for the call. The mayor claimed that he made numerous calls, not only to the governor, but also that he had made numerous calls to the feds about what was going on. But I agree. I mean, he's got to share some of the blame, and so does the governor of Louisiana. They both have to share some of the blame. But initially, at some point, when you have something like a massive disaster like this in the federal government, the feds have to come in. The feds have to take care of it because the feds have the overwhelming resources, and they just drop the ball. The feds drop the ball. There's no other way to look at it. And, you know, George Bush didn't even know what was going on until 2 days after it happened, at which time Dan Bartlett, the White House communications director, had to make a DVD of the newscast and show the DVD to the president so that he knew what was going on. But I agree. I mean, I think the mayor has to own up to some of it. I think so does Governor Blanco has to. Nagin, the mayor, and Governor Blanco both have to own up to some of the problems that went on. And Governor Blanco did yesterday, I believe it was, did stand up and did take some of the blame. And, yeah, the mayor should of New Orleans should take some of the blame as well. Larry and Conifer. Larry, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Jay, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good, Larry. How are you?
Hey, good. Just a couple of points on all this mess regarding Katrina. I have not heard anyone talk about it. There's so many components to there are racial components that we've heard about.
Right.
Regarding the lack of interaction with federal government and blah, blah. Nobody has spoken about the Bush administration's standard policy of political payback. And that is the, all the transportation issues aside, it was FEMA's, the federal government had control of levee rebuilding and wetland control. And the federal government... Bush's administration, they found ways to channel money away from a democratically controlled state because we built a bridge to nowhere in Alaska. We had our war we had to have in Iraq, but a democratically controlled state didn't get the monies they needed to shore up those levees and to take care of those wetlands. I think there's a huge political payback issue as part of this whole thing and the response of the federal government, the slow response of the federal government.
Well, I think it could be part of it. I mean, Senator Mary Landrieu claims that they had screamed for years that, something needed to be done and basically that the feds had just ignored them.
Yeah, exactly. And here's the thing about the Bush administration. You go to the Bible. One of the quotes from the Bible is, "By their fruits you shall know them." Now, George Bush can stand up last night and spew all this rhetorical crap, in my opinion, just rhetorical. But when it comes to when push comes to shove, watch the horrible policies that this man puts into play. He has a policy of preemptive war, which is totally un-American, totally un-Christian, and his policies for taking care of people are nil. There are tax cuts for the wealthy. You can go on down the laundry list.
Yeah, that's the thing, which I opened up at 6 o'clock about. This is the thing I'm really fascinated with. How are we going to find the money to do all of these things? Fight this war in Iraq, rebuild the Gulf Coast, give the rich the tax cuts. How are we going to do this?
Well, the overall plan, once again, shrink government to the point where it can be drowned in the bathtub. If you have all this spending, they're going to start shutting down. They're going to start shutting down the programs that take care of people. And that to me is the essence of this administration. The policies are not geared for taking care of people.
But do you think that the American people would stand for that?
Jay, what can we do? I'm a voter. I get on
Well, what
phone,
we can do
I,
is
I yak at my elected officials.
What we can do
morning,
is
I read in the paper that there will be no investigation as to the government's slow response. As if there needs to be an investigation, the policies themselves are at fault. As long as George Bush and his cronies are in office, the policies themselves are corrupt and at fault and wrong.
Well, what we do is we stop him in 06.
I hope so, Jay.
Then we make him a lame duck president. I mean, his poll numbers are already threatening to make him a lame duck president.
Yeah.
They're already talking about Social Security being off the table, being shelved, because of all of this, and we make him a lame duck president, and we tie him up, in the Congress.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the best shot we've got is 06, and then on to 08, where we can hopefully get somebody in who will, want to take the country on a different course. The poll numbers right now are very, very revealing, and people are not very happy.
Yeah. Well, I think changes will come about as more and more moderate Republicans catch wise and see what's going on.
Yeah, something? I hope you're right, man. I really, Larry, I really hope you're right. Thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Okay.
All right. That frees up a line at 303-713-7600. I got one line open. Let's go to Pat in Longmont. Pat, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Jay?
Well, I'm doing pretty good.
I don't call you very often, but when I do, I'm always pretty passionate. You know, I think we all haven't really talked about the reason why the Department of Homeland Security was established. The reason it was established was that it was supposed to funnel through all the red tape so all agencies could report to one direct agency, so response to any kind of event would be much quicker and faster.
That's very true.
And this was a total failure.
Yeah?
I mean, if for the reason why it was established, it did not succeed in the least. Also, I found it very disappointing that Congress voted down its own
investigation
of this. Again, it went right down party lines.
Yeah, but sure did.
And so if you talk about, you know, moderate Republicans, obviously the Republicans are not ready to still do any strong self-examination of this Republican administration. So that's pretty disheartening, too.
Yeah, Hillary Clinton, who introduced that bill to create a Katrina commission, and it did get voted down. It's, you know, it's shameful.
It's shameful.
Really shameful what the Republicans have done.
Because I really don't think... If you go back and just make your observations and your judgments on past behaviors, that we can trust a lot of what our president says to us. I mean, we have been repeatedly misinformed and lied to ever since this gentleman took office. And so I really don't think that his going before the nation last night gives a real strong vote of confidence for me, because he has a habit of saying one thing and doing just exactly the opposite.
All right, Pat, thank you so much. I appreciate
thank
the call.
You.
Have a good morning and a good weekend, too. Yeah, you know, that Katrina commission not coming through doesn't say much, does it, for the Republicans, that they voted along party lines on that deal, that they didn't even have the guts to cross over and have a good examination of what didn't work. 6:30 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. One line open now, 303-713-7600. And we get a look at progressive traffic with Bailey.
Things are starting to fill in this morning. Southbound I-25 bunches up from Thornton Parkway down to the Turnpike. Then we're moving along into downtown on through T-Rex. We have an accident coming in eastbound I-70. It's on the ramp to Peoria. And 225 and the Turnpike are both starting to fill in a little bit. Now around town, things are picking up on Foothills Parkway, Rathall on Broadway, the Diagonal on Highway 93. Also starting to get busy. And looking at the forecast today, it's going to be a hot one. Sunny skies with highs in the upper 80s. Right now we're at 55 degrees. Don't let the Blitz of Game Day traffic tackle your fun. RTD's brought to the field from 28 free area park and ride lots. Call 303-299-6000 or go online to rtd-denver.com. I'm Bailey, AM 7.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the Internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-322-1235. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-322-1235. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-322-1235. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-322-1235.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett. founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146. 1-800-550-6146.
It's that time of year again. Call 303-7WINDOW-NOW to get 40% off American Exterior's quality replacement windows that will save you money on energy bills, add value to, and beautify your home. You simply won't find a better quality window at a better price. So if you need to replace your windows, call 303-7WINDOW and get 40% off their quality replacement windows. For more details, go to AmericanExteriorsInc.com. Not valid with any other offer. Restrictions apply. American Exteriors, 40% off windows, siding, and doors.
You're the number you need to.
Cursing at your cursor? Plagued by villainous viruses? Let Computer Superheroes come to your rescue. Computer Superheroes provides personalized, prompt, and reasonably priced computer service and support for your home or home office. By phone or in person, hardware or software, there is no task too great or too small. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes today at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250, or click on the banner inside your media player.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
Rockies is located at the corner
of United States Military. The National Guard, Homeland Security, and state and local governments perform skillfully under the worst conditions. Yet the system at every level of government was not well coordinated and was overwhelmed in the first few days.
Well, do you buy all of that? Do you buy what he's saying there? 6:34, 26 minutes away from 7 o'clock. High today around 82. 303-713-7600. J. Marvin with you. So do you buy what he's saying there? About he really wants to know what went wrong. And you know, the thing is, they knew that this was going to happen. I mean, for anybody, I mean, for George W. Bush to get on television in an interview with Diane Sawyer and say that it was inconceivable that the levees would break is nonsense. Because they had been warned, they knew that this was going to happen. Let's go to Dennis in Centennial. Dennis, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, thanks for having me on your show.
Oh, no problem, man.
It's funny that you talk about the energy crisis and whatnot. I wanted to say that I was doing some research on ethanol, and it seems that that's a totally renewable fuel resource, considering that Brazil is becoming more and more self-sufficient with the sugar cane production and with the energy that's made from that. I know the U.S. is now starting to make a fuel mixture more and more of ethanol and gasoline, but there's some engines out there that can run off of either gasoline or pure ethanol or a combination of the two. So my question I don't have the answer to and is why aren't we pushing to go more towards you know, a self-sufficient type of a renewable resource rather than running purely off of gasoline?
Well, I think that's a good question. I don't know what the answer is. And the only reason I say I don't know what the answer is because in the last energy bill that was passed overwhelmingly and overwhelmingly supported by the White House, and Bush had a big ceremony in Albuquerque, New Mexico when he signed the thing, there was nothing in there about the, you know, fuel standards. There was nothing in there that would force the auto industry to build vehicles that would get better gas mileage. We got an oil president. We have an oil vice president. And this is where their heads and their hearts are at. You know, there was a story yesterday on MSNBC, I believe it's with Keith Olbermann on Countdown, about how the Colonial Pipeline runs through part of Mississippi that goes up into the eastern seaboard of the United States, and that the White, that the Vice President's office called the power company there, and I can't think of the name of it, but called the power company in Biloxi and had them reassign, called twice angrily, and had them redeploy people away from putting hospitals and getting other public facilities back online with electricity to go make sure that that pipeline was operating. I mean, this is where this administration's head's at. This administration's head is not in to any kind of energy conservation whatsoever. All they want to do is drill more and use more oil, and this is where they're at. And as long as you have a Republican-controlled Congress and a Republican-controlled executive branch with oil people, I mean, you're not going to get any of this.
It just seems like a no-brainer to me to go to something like that because, for one, it's a renewable resource, and for two, it's a bit cleaner, and it's going to reduce our dependency on foreign nations for our energy needs.
Well, I'm all for it, and I think a lot of people are all for it, but GWB and his cronies are oil people, and they're beholden to black gold. What can you say?
It's unfortunate. Thanks, Jay.
All right. Thanks, man. Thanks. Appreciate the call. Let's go to, where are we? I lost track of the calls. Oh, Laverne in Denver. I'm sorry, Laverne. Hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
God. I tried to watch this speech last night, but I can only take so much. I have to take a breather every occasion so I don't puke. I listened to Mike Malloy. I couldn't sleep last night, so I was listening to Mike, and he was going on about Karl Rove is going to be in charge of construction, or excuse me, reconstruction.
That's the rumor that's going around that they're going to put that Bush is going to have Karl Rove oversee it.
I cannot believe. I mean, number one, this is the guy who couldn't understand that the term crusades was a bad thing with the Muslims.
Right.
Now they're calling it reconstruction in the South. I'm sorry, that's another bad term. Pretty soon they're just going to bring back the frickin' carpetbaggers and be done with it. But he talked about the morgues and taking care of them and everything. The CSI is the company that's running the temporary morgues for the bodies. This is a company that apparently had. They ran a subsidiary in Florida that was fined and found guilty of desecrating graves. They put Jewish bodies out into the woods to be eaten by pigs. I mean, this CSI is a Bush contributor.
Well, I mean, all of the people who are connected here, who are first in line, all of them have political connections. Joseph Alba, who used to be the head of FEMA, is out there lobbying for Halliburton and KBR.
$100 million contract for Halliburton, no bid. Again.
Exactly.
I mean, Blackwater out there, and now they're talking about they keep trying to blame the governor and the mayor. Well, number one, the mayor had control over anything. They keep talking about these 2,000 buses. Number one, there weren't 2,000 buses. There were like 250, and of those, 78 were broken down.
Well, the other part of it is they don't tell you is that the mayor did use the rapid transit system,
exactly.
Yes, to try to get out as many people as he possibly could.
Exactly.
But a lot of those people wouldn't go. And part of it was that they didn't have transportation. Part of it was that they weren't going to leave their possessions and their pets.
Exactly. They had nothing. So what little they had, they were going to leave.
Right,
I mean,
exactly.
Come on. Ted Koppel, who I normally respect, dragged out those people saying, oh, yeah, the president's doing a good job. And then, of course, Mike Malloy and his brilliant says, yeah, Massa, we go chop some more cotton. I mean, he had it pegged. This president has a way of, how do they hook people in? I don't get it.
How they hook people in is because they've been doing business like this forever and a day, and they've been doing it over the last 4 or 5 years of this guy's presidency, and because the government, operates on lobbyists. And this is the way it works. And so you get guys like Joseph Alba, who's the head of FEMA at one time, then turns around and becomes a lobbyist for Kellogg, Brown, and Root and Halliburton. You've got other people who turn around and do these things. The laws on lobbying and lobbyists is not strong enough to protecting it, you know, to protect the taxpayers and to present any integrity. I think you've got to be like out of government for a year or two, and then you can go ahead and engage in lobbying. There's just a lot of problems, and the problem, the big problem I see, is that when you've got, I mean, you know something, the Republicans and the right wing have nobody to blame for the situation that this country is in.
That's right.
They because, you know something, they control all the branches of government.
Exactly. They did it. It's like he's setting aside the EPA standards, and they're already gutted as it is. And so people are going to die. It's just like after 9/11 when the air quality, they kept lying about the air quality. Well, they're lying about the quality. The oil spill in this thing is bigger than what happened with the Exxon Valdez.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But nobody's talking about that. It's like, good God, what?
Well, they are. They're talking about the toxicity of the water. They're definitely talking about that.
Yeah, but they keep saying, oh, no, it's not that bad. Da, 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 da. And now it's all in Lake Pontchartrain, and it's like, hello.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to get any fish out of there. All right, listen, I got to run. I'm up against the clock. Thanks.
Bye.
I appreciate the call. All right, it's a 6:43, 17 minutes in front of 7. Frees up a line. Actually, I got two lines open now. 303-7600. You can talk about the president's speech last night. We'll play a few more cuts out of that. We've also got what Harry Reid has to say, and we'll play some of that to the minority leader for the Democrats.
Lower prices on thousands of items throughout the store. Albertsons, helping make your life easier. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146. 1-800-550-6146.
Cursing at your cursor? Plagued by villainous viruses? Let Computer Superheroes come to your rescue. Computer Superheroes provides personalized, prompt, and reasonably priced computer service and support for your home or home office. By phone or in person, hardware or software, there is no task too great or too small. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes today at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250, or click on the banner inside your media player.
Do you really know your past? Where you came from, the history behind your family, and who you are. In less than 5 minutes, we can help you start to find out. At Ancestry, we help millions of people just like you connect with their family roots, from the recent past to 10 generations or more. We're so sure that we can find your family history. We'll give you a free copy of our best-selling family tree program just for calling 1-800-339-5991. With one phone call, you could relive the joy of your ancestors' wedding day, the hardships of their ocean voyage, their battles and war. Ancestry works so well, it takes just a few minutes to start your family tree. Call us right now at 1-800-339-5991, and we'll give you a free copy of our best-selling family tree program just for calling 1-800-339-5991. That's 1-800-339-5991. Call us right now, 1-800-339-5991.
If you're a business owner, whether you own a small shop or a large corporation, when it comes to building a new facility, the process can be overwhelming. Concerned with getting the building you need on a limited budget? Call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $17,000, you can buy a 40-by-60-foot building from Anthem Steel. You can get a 100-by-200 for under $130,000. That's right, a 40-by-60 for $17,000 or a 100-by-200 for under $130,000. For your free information, call 800-207-8733. Anthem Steel has the high-quality solution for almost any size you need. Before you give up, call Anthem Steel for your free information at 800-207-8733. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-207-8733.
It's that time of year again. Call 303-7WINDOW-NOW to get 40% off American Exterior's quality replacement windows that will save you money on energy bills, add value to, and beautify your home. You simply won't find a better quality window at a better price. So if you need to replace your windows, call 303-7WINDOW and get 40% off their quality replacement windows. For more details, go to AmericanExteriorsInc.com. Not valid with any other offer. Restrictions apply. American Exteriors, 40% off windows, siding, and doors.
You're the number you need to.
Absolutely great in there. People you can trust in your home who will do the job right the first time. And once you've had Superior Carpet Care clean your carpets, you'll always have them back time and time again. And while you're at it, ask Superior about their air duct service. You know we're going to be turning on our furnaces in just a little bit here. And now's the time to have your air ducts clean so you avoid the allergy-causing dust and pollen that is built up in your air ducts. Call Superior at 303-93000 and your carpets will look better than ever. That's 303-933-3000. Tell them Jay sent you. Say, hey, Jay Marvin sent me, and save 40%.
We have a duty to confront this poverty with bold action. So let us restore all that we have cherished from yesterday, and let us rise above the legacy of inequality.
All right, you buy what he's saying in 11 minutes in front of 7 o'clock, 648 AM, 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600, Jay Marvin here. You know, President Bush was trying last night to overcome what Hurricane Katrina has done to him, which it struck at his central assertion. I'll get it out here. The central assertion that this guy, that Bush, was a strong, decisive leader who can keep this country safe in any kind of a crisis. And Hurricane Katrina basically took a shot at that. I mean, he basically got a gut shot in that, and he looked bad. He looked bad. And, you know, there is blame enough to go around for the governor and also for the mayor. But you know what? This guy, George W. Bush, this guy has basically staked his whole presidency on the idea that he's going to keep us safe. And then it turns out that the federal government are like a bunch of Keystone Cops or the Three Stooges stumbling over each other, trying to get something done. Let's go back to the phones here, and we go to Andrea in Centennial. Andrea, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Great. Hey, thanks for your show.
Oh, I love you, too.
I just want to pose a question. We have spent billions of dollars on Homeland Security, none of which have been accounted for, and now we're getting ready to spend over $60 billion on the rebuilding of New Orleans, but you can see that they're not going to be accountable for that either. Our administration has shown that they know how to spend money, but they never spend it effectively.
Well, you're looking at a figure, I think, of $61 billion to start, and that's why people were saying yesterday, if you listen to the talking heads or the chattering classes, as they sometimes call them, they were wondering if he was going to appoint somebody like some kind of a recovery czar, maybe like Colin Powell or Rudy Giuliani, or maybe even do what past presidents have done, which is to reach out across and appoint somebody from the Democratic Party to head up all of this. But apparently, the only person who's going to be watching the purse strings are the inspector general, and there's not going to be really anybody else watching how the money's spent. And I'm with you. I worry about that.
I do, too. The other thing, when Michael Brown was confirmed as the FEMA director, why didn't people even check his references on his resume?
Oh, listen, you know what? Our senator here, Wayne Allard, praised him at his confirmation hearings. Wayne Allard talked about what a great guy he was and how capable he was. I think we should get on the way. And we called Wayne Allard. He never returned the call. But I think people ought to send Wayne Allard an email and ask him why he thought this guy was such a great guy.
I think every senator should be sent an email because they let the country down by not checking references.
Well, I agree. They took the position lightly, and they shouldn't have, and the FEMA should have never been folded in to the Department of Homeland Security. It should be a cabinet-level position like it was under James Lee Witt and Bill Clinton. You know, Bill Clinton didn't have any trouble with FEMA when he was the president of the United States. They did a great job at Oklahoma City and the Oklahoma City bombing. They did a good job, in various other problems that this country's had, and we've only run into problems basically over the last couple of years with this president.
Exactly. Clinton went in and revamped it after Bush Sr. messed it up.
Right.
And now W has gone in there and made it even worse.
I agree. Hey, thank you. Appreciate the call.
Thanks, Jay.
All right. Let's go to, where are we going here? Go to Dwayne in Weld County. Dwayne, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Dwayne.
I think one of the things that needs to be done as far as just some of the verbiage that's put onto all of this, we keep talking about just the administration this and just the administration that. Really, this is what's come out of the Republican culture over the last 20 to 25, 30 years. And if you look back, I mean, at the history, I mean, it started with Nixon, somebody who was blatantly anti-government, not just anti-government, but criminal in the way that he administered the government. Then there was Reagan, who wanted to drive smaller government, took many hits at the labor unions, and he also did illegal wars, administering the military in illegal ways. But all of this is just a progression, and what needs to be done is to tie back. It's not just the administration that's done this. It's the culture of the Republicans that's generated this.
Well, you know what you're saying is it rings so true, because in case people have forgotten, it was Ronald Reagan that had Iran-Contra. It was Ronald Reagan that broke the Air Traffic Controllers Union. It was Ronald Reagan who got caught trading arms for hostages. It was Ronald Reagan who basically, you're right, declared war on the unions in this country. And
Who jacked up the deficits?
Yeah, who, you know, through deficit stupid spending? Tax cuts and went into deficit spending. And I agree. I mean, the Republicans have, you know, they claim they have, you know something, let me tell you something that really gets me about them. You know, they'll invoke FDR when it fits their purposes, but in reality, they don't really like FDR. And they would like to really destroy everything that FDR ever created.
Right. Well, the thing is the Republicans also have this unified lockstep mentality.
Yep.
And that's really anti-American. That's really against the American way. You don't tell an American, like, you're supposed to talk like this, you're supposed to say this, you're supposed to stay in line, you're supposed to think and do these kinds of things. The other thing that's been extremely detrimental to the United States is how they have trashed scientific thought. And sciences have been denigrated. I mean, it has been taken out of the core of our society. And the problem there is that we have all of our major advances in our culture and in our economics has come through scientific thought. If you go back, all of the technology has come out of scientific thought. And what are they doing now? They're saying, oh, you don't have to worry about scientific thought. You don't have to worry about global warming. You don't have to worry about, you know, oil running out. You don't have to worry about renewable energy. All of that's just kind of a myth. No, it's not. We have to get back to basics. The Republicans are out on an ideological limb here, and it's going to break out from underneath them.
But I agree.
We need to use the faults and the exposed fault lines of W and his administration. It's not just W and his administration. It is the entire mindset of the Republican Party.
Except for one thing where I would disagree with you. Under W, more than any other time, under this guy, more than any other time, ideology trumps science.
Oh, absolutely. But it has been generated. It has been going like this and going like this and going like this. It has the support structure of the Republicans.
I agree. I mean, they stand. Listen, not only do they stand behind it, but you've got people who believe exactly the same way as Bush. I mean, I can, you can point fingers at people. Sam Brownback, who was all over the tube yesterday with the Judge Rogers deal, making comments. Sam Brownback is just as fundamentalist in his view of Christianity as George W. Bush is, and he believes that ideology trumps science, and worse than that, this is a man who wants to go and wants to regulate cable and satellite radio. You know, this is something, cable's something you pay for. It's not free and in the airwaves, and he still wants to regulate the content of it because, you know, as a religious conservative, he's offended by it.
Yeah, and the other thing is the Republican Party under Reagan did away with the Fairness Doctrine.
That's exactly right.
And that has changed media so drastically, and it has changed the way that information flows through the society. They have absolutely, I think, taken us in the wrong direction. They've taken us away from truth and people understanding and everybody thinking for themselves. They've actually, they talk about the individual, having government get out of the way of the individual, but they haven't talked about the responsibility of the individual to be an independent thinking a person. Somebody who actually votes their conscience, who actually is willing to think for themselves, is given the tools to think for themselves. Look at the education. Education is absolutely important, not as an indoctrination. You don't indoctrinate people with education. You give people an education so they can think for themselves.
I agree. But, you know, I agree with 100% with everything you're saying. And this is, you know, and this administration is guilty of a lot of things.
But it isn't just
for sure.
It isn't just the administration, Jay. It's the culture of the Republicans.
Well, the Republicans back it. You know, they're very, very, like you said before, and it's very true. They're very, very like-minded, and they're able to, unlike the Democrats, they're able basically to hold their ranks together. Usually. You know, no matter what happens. I mean, you'd think that one Republican would come forward, or at least a couple of Republicans would come forward and say, yeah, okay, you know what? What we need is we need an above reproach, bipartisan, independent commission to look into what happened with Katrina on the federal level, the state level, and the local level. And you know what? We couldn't get it. You couldn't get it because the Republicans all stood together and outvoted the Democrats and... We're not going to have the commission that we so desperately need. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it, man. Thank you. Call again. 303-713-7600. I got a couple of lines open. It's open phones here this morning. We can talk about anything that you want to talk about. If you want to talk about Bush's speech last night in New Orleans, and the French Quarter, whether you were persuaded by it, and did he do what he had to do, what he needed to do, which was to reverse the idea... To reverse the feeling that this is a man who cannot keep us safe. Because, you know, Hurricane Katrina struck at the core of one of Bush's big things, one of his big president things about his presidency. The central assumption and the assertion by this administration that Bush is strong and is a decisive leader who can keep us safe. Did Hurricane Katrina knock that down, and did he reestablish that last night? And we'll hear what Harry Reid had to say, the Democratic minority leader, and we'll play some more cuts from the speech, and we'll take more of your calls here on this Friday at 303-713-7600.
Since the other side has their radio, we figure we should have ours too. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Call PC Answers, the computer tune-up experts, 303-548-1414, or go to pc-answers.com.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Now the latest from CBS News on the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. This is KKZN, Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Peter King, live in Baton Rouge, where thousands of evacuees watched or heard as President Bush spoke about rebuilding their homes and towns on the Gulf Coast.
He seems like he genuinely wants to help, but it's just things are going slow, and I think he needs to check on to see what he can do to speed things up.
In New Orleans, Mr. Bush promised federal money to help pay for what could be the largest and most expensive reconstruction project in history, some $200 billion.
There is no way to imagine America without New Orleans. And this great city will rise again.
He promised to make disaster planning a priority.
4 years after the frightening experience of September the 11th, Americans have every right to expect a more effective response in a time of emergency.
Earl Davis of New Orleans is living in a crowded motel room here with his wife and three young children. He was happy to hear Mr. Bush promise more help with housing because his own experience has been a nightmare.
It's so hard to find a place. I mean, we look and look.
I'm Peter King, live in Baton Rouge. Now with more CBS News, here's Frank Setapani.
More than 400 trucks loaded with hurricane relief supplies are sitting idle at the Stennis Space Center near Bay St. Louis, Mississippi. After the trucks were already on the road, FEMA decided it didn't need what they were delivering. Al Stiegel drove a load of water from North Carolina. He's no fan of FEMA.
I don't think they know how to get the stuff to the people that need it.
And some drivers say the government is paying them $1,000 a day to do nothing. CBS News is trying to help reunite families separated by Katrina. Rodanisha Hawkins is missing from New Orleans. If you know where she is, call 1-888-544-5475 or log on to missingkids.com. It's Tropical Storm Ophelia now, creeping toward open water after dumping more than a foot of hurricane rain on North Carolina.
And we expect a gradual turn to the northeast that should
take the storm farther away from the Outer Banks in North Carolina.
Forecaster Robert Moyeda at the National Hurricane Center in Miami says the system may deliver a parting blow to parts of New England. With al-Qaeda in Iraq pressing its all-out war on Shiites who control the new government, fresh attacks in Baghdad and other parts of the country have claimed more than 20 lives. The worst single incident was a suicide car bombing north of the capital that took the lives of 10 people leaving Friday services at a mosque. Well, every new mother thinks her baby is special.
Mommy loves you. You hang in there, okay?
But Millie Tino Isamoa's twin boys really are. They were developing with shared blood vessels and would have died if it hadn't been for delicate laser surgery while they were still in her womb. The boys were born at the University of California, San Diego, the other day. Tino Isamoa calls it a miracle.
We really didn't have any other choice. Right. It was either, that's how we felt. If we didn't do this, then we wouldn't have our babies.
And just ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are up 4 points. This is CBS News.
Get the zone. AutoZone. Introducing the new AutoZone Rewards program. You can save at least $20 on stuff for your car. The more you shop at AutoZone, the more you save. Every qualifying purchase at participating AutoZone stores helps you earn free AutoZone gift cards. Save money every time you work on your car. Oil changes, tune-ups, you name it. The new AutoZone Rewards program. Some restrictions apply. For details, just get in the zone. AutoZone.
I love old homes and homes with character.
I don't know the terms. I get lost in the process.
Title closings.
Contingency clause.
Who does it? Who do I call? I have no idea.
Making the decision to buy my home, I immediately called a realtor.
To me, the realtor R stands for trust.
If you're looking to buy a home, you need someone with expertise to help you. Ask your agent if they're a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
My realtor's my partner.
A message from your local state and national realtor associations.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Oh, we're actually in a busy ride this morning eastbound I-70. We're slow from Pecos over to Brighton Boulevard. It's up on I-25, bunching up from 104th down to the Turnpike, and now we're crowding into downtown and through T-Rex. Up on 225, we're seeing brake lights on your approach to Parker Road and around town. Busy ride on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93. Denver bound on the Turnpike, a little slow from Federal to Pecos and off the highways. Seeing some trouble with the lights out at Lincoln Avenue over I-25, so some delays there. Also have a crash in those jams. Looking at the forecast, going to be a nice one today. Sunny skies with highs in the upper 80s. Right now we're at 55 degrees. Brakes Plus is over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. That's because they're the experts. Brakes Plus is home with a $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at just $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit BrakesPlus.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive.
Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk in celebrating diversity at Boulder Market's One World Festival. Join us at the Courthouse Lawn on Pearl Street Saturday, September 17th.
Get a brand new computer and improve your credit score. Call 800-390-8650. That's 800-390-8650.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
When tough times threaten, Americans who worked hard shouldn't see their escape options limited to a rooftop or the Superdome. We can do better, and Democrats stand ready with real solutions to help. It's a failure of leadership. The day before the hurricane made landfall, the President of the United States received a briefing on the enormity of the storm. But when floodwaters poured into America's Gulf Coast, America's government sat on its hands.
7:06, 6 minutes after 7 a.m., 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning. High today, 82. Jay Marvin along with you, 303-713-7600. That was Harry Reid, the minority leader for the Democrats, talking about the response. And you know what gets me is that this story about Dan Bartlett having to make a DVD of the newscast and show them to Bush because he was out of touch and unaware of what was going on with this hurricane. He doesn't read the newspapers, he claims. He wasn't watching TV. What in the world does he do with his time? I mean, how does he get by without even looking at some television, even if it's Fox? What does he do with his time? What's the guy up to all every day? That he didn't know that any of this was unfolding. And that he got caught late on it. That's all I could think about yesterday when I heard that. Well, actually, you know, I heard it way before. I mean, that story's been out, what, for about 2 days now? But when I was, watching, I think it was Keith Olbermann last night, or maybe it was Chris Matthews on MSNBC, and they were talking about, the story about Ed Bartlett, once again, Dan Bartlett, rather, making the DVD to show the president what was going on. I thought to myself, if he doesn't watch TV and he doesn't read the newspapers, what in the world does he do? Does he listen to the radio? What does he do? Anyway, this hour's $1,000 name is Gary Flanders of Littleton. Cash, just for being a loyal listener to AM760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Sign up now at AM760.net. All right, let's go to the phones. We'll go back to the phones here, and let's go to Ron in Loveland. Ron, you're on AM760. Hello, Ron. Ron once. Ron twice. Ron, you there? Ron, the third time. Ed in Denver. Ed, you're on AM760.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Ed.
I feel so reassured now that Karl Rove is going to be heading up the Reconstruction.
Yeah, right.
That pretty much says it all. Instead of getting someone who knows about Reconstruction and dealing with a catastrophe, he's getting his political spin doctor, his chief medical director on spin, to take over the project. I mean, that just pretty much says it. It's they're not interested in, really approaching this sincerely. They're just worried about damage control.
Yeah, we're moving to the dark side now.
And also, he talked so sincerely about the poor people having their own homes and having jobs. And the first thing he did was cut the Davis.
Bacon-Davis Act.
So that the contractors can pay lower wages and make bigger profits.
Yep, the Davis-Bacon Act, rather, which has to do with any kind of federal contracts, which means that Halliburton and Kellogg Brown and Root and anybody else who has a no-bid contract gets to pay out less money.
Isn't that just so ruthless and so greedy? I mean, these people are going to make billions anyway, even if they pay the highest wages, and now it's like they're just squeezing every penny out of us and out of these people who've gone through this disaster.
You know, when he was talking about that last night, I couldn't help but think what we were watching on television. It was like a Kmart socialist, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, a guy who has these socialistic ideas but wants to do it, on the cheap and wants to do it so that his friends prosper and that these people get these no-bid contracts. I mean, because what he was talking about basically wasn't at all really a bad idea. I mean, I think everybody in this country should strive to own a home.
Sure.
I think that, some of his ideas, they didn't sound that bad. But when you start to look around, you're right. Then you start to bring in things like the Davis-Bacon Act that he suspended and the whole, suspends the money that people can make through federal contracts, workers.
Well, that really tells you what his priorities are.
Yeah, exactly.
Also,
you know,
one of the first things he did was to protect the oil people in their production so they could suspend environmental laws and regulations.
Well, did you see him yesterday at Chevron?
Yeah.
See the photo op at Chevron? Why would you go to Chevron for a photo op when people already suspect that you're partial to big oil?
Well, if he's talking all these, these soft things about people owning homes, he wants to go back to his base and reassure them that they're going to get their profits, I think. Did you hear Bill O'Reilly's comments?
No, I didn't. Oh, wait a minute. You know what? I think I read about it, about saying that the people who remained in New Orleans were thugs and criminals and drug addicts?
Yes.
I mean, that guy is a scumbag.
They need to skewer, the press just needs to skewer him. They just need to repeat that. I mean, it just shows the limit of his intelligence.
Well, guys like him and Limbaugh, Mr. OxyContin, and all those people, you OxyContin people. I mean, they're always spouting off all this crap on a continuous basis, just pouring this absolute BS out into the airwaves. It's disgusting, and there's not a day that doesn't go by. I mean, I don't ever listen to Limbaugh. I got over him long ago.
I can't take it.
Yeah, long ago. But if you go to Media Matters for America, they keep a track about some of his mispronunciations and the things that Limbaugh says. You know, he makes claims that aren't true. I mean, the guy is like just he's a snake oil salesman.
Exactly.
New people.
Kind of like Pat Robertson.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
You take care.
All right. 303-713-7600. We've got one line open here. Is it one line or two? One. At 303-713-7600. Yeah, you can go to Media Matters for America. And they keep track of Limbaugh and O'Reilly and the things that they say. But calling poor people, okay, who don't have a way to get out because they have no transportation or they're too old and they're infirm. Is that the right term? Calling them drug addicts and thugs. You know, it's just unbelievable. Really unbelievable. Let's go to TJ in North Glen. TJ, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Dude, Jay, good morning.
Hey, how are you, TJ?
I'm doing pretty good.
What do you think?
Listen, man, how dare you criticize Bill O'Reilly and Rush Limbaugh because, man, you know they're Christian folk, man. They love and they're so passionate, man, and they really care about everybody. How dare you?
I know it. I'm terrible, aren't I?
Oh, God. Dude, first off, the last guy kind of stole my thunder a little bit about this Davis-Bacon laws. And what it does is it basically pays a sustainable living wage for contract, for construction workers and everybody else. And he suspended it, so he's going to pay these guys minimum wage down there. The livable wage in Louisiana down there, the highest, a steel worker, I was looking it up, is about $9-$10 an hour. So, you know, up here, that's nothing. But basically, everybody that lost everything they freaking owned is going to be working for minimum wages, living probably in Hoover tents or whatever you call them, you know, tent cities.
Right.
To try to rebuild their lives.
Or mobile homes.
Yeah, and mobile homes. And by the way, last night I was listening to Tucker Carlson. He said that he would, you know, they're going to dole out this money to the states. Well, that's fine and dandy. But he said, well, there ain't no way I'd trust the governor of Louisiana with a box of crayons, something like that. You know, he said they need more government oversight. And the first thing I thought of was, what about the $8 billion that's missing, that Halliburton and Bechtel and the rest of these people stole? And you won't even have hearings on it.
Yeah, that's that $8.5 billion. We have no idea where it went.
Yeah, I know. And you know what? It makes me sick and it makes me repulsive. But I used to be able to listen to Chris Matthews. And I'm going to tell you something. That guy, I don't know what he is anymore. I'll be honest about it. He does not ask the tough questions. He let people get off of saying this stuff, man.
Well, the thing that got me about him yesterday was he had on E.J. Dionne and Pat Buchanan. And he kept cutting off E.J. Dionne, and he wouldn't let E.J. Dionne finish what he was saying. About Bush and about Bush's presidency, because E.J. Dionne had written a column here a couple of days ago in the Washington Post that the era of Bush was over with, and E.J. Dionne was trying to explain last night about why he wrote that column and about the reasoning, and Matthews wouldn't just kept interrupting him, and Mary and I started shouting at the TV, let him finish.
It makes me so mad when he does that. You know, I'm getting where I can't even listen to it anymore. You know, I love Keith Olbermann. I love his countdown. You know, I mean, it's short and sweet.
Yep.
And it's things that people can latch on to.
It's the best television going, man.
You know, I'm going to tell you one more thing, Jay. The Democrats is losing these elections. And I'm going to tell you why. It ain't because of our social policies or nothing. It's because of the God factor. Yesterday, the conversation you was having about God in school, it scares these religious fanatics. You know, I don't care about being under God in the Constitution, Pledge of Allegiance. I mean, that's small potatoes. We can't please everybody. And we're going to have to let some of this stuff go until we get control of the House and Senate again.
I agree. Well, listen, just think about this.
Yeah.
Bush only won the presidency by one state, and that was Ohio. And there's pretty good evidence that they cheated at that. Hey,
do you know the secrets to making money on the Internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions While Supplies Last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-745-8442. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-745-8442. That's 1-800-745-8442.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-400-6096 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-400-6096 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-400-6096.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146. 1-800-550-6146.
You know what? Over 800 employees of the City and County of Denver have already joined Teamsters Local 2004. And there are people, these are people who will provide those services that make Denver great and a great place to live and work. And these men and women believe their wages and benefits should be negotiated by a team of city employees representing all agencies. And they know the Teamsters Union, an organization with skill and knowledge and power to negotiate effectively, is the union to make collective bargaining a reality. Mayor Hickenlooper says people who work for a Denver city government will say it is an even better place to work than it was in 2003. Well, you know what? I don't think that employees' increased costs for pension and health care and employees having forced days off without pay are signs of an even better place to work in 2005. These reductions not only affect the employees, but the persons needing those essential city services. Mayor Hickenlooper only has the keys temporarily to the office, then it's back to the corporate restaurant business. After his temporary fling with public service, what will you, the employee who has dedicated your career to the citizens of Denver, be left with? Our power to stop this, and the Teamsters Local 2004 wants to help. So please, call Ed Bagwell at 303-433-1718. That's 303-433.
Bill Ritter will be on hand, as well as AM 760 Morning Show host Jay Marvin. For tickets or for more information, go to DouglasDemocrats.org.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Federal funds will cover the great majority of the costs of repairing public infrastructure in the disaster zone, from roads and bridges to schools and water systems. Our goal is to get the work done quickly, and taxpayers expect this work to be done honestly and wisely. So we'll have a team of inspectors general reviewing all expenditures.
7:21, 21 minutes after 7 a.m., 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning. Sunny, high of 82, Jay Marvin along with you, 303-713-7600. That's George W. Bush from last night in the French Quarter. Franklin Square, I believe, is where he was at, and he was talking about what the federal government intends to do. We're talking about Bush's speech or anything else you want to talk about this morning at 303-713-7600. Bush needed last night to reassure us, the American public, that he is the man to keep us safe, that he is the person to be able to protect us against a country, you know, to protect us against crisis, basically. I mean, this is what he's run his whole presidency on. That's what he won the election to John Kerry. That's what he used during the election with John Kerry, that post 9/11, this was the guy to do it. And you know what? I don't think the federal government, I don't think George W. Bush came through with Hurricane Katrina. By the way, you can go to am760.net, and there are plenty of places where you can donate money and time, if you so desire, to help the victims of Hurricane Katrina. Barry and I made a contribution not only to the Red Cross, but also to the Humane Society. If you're a lover of pets, which we are, and there's just some heartbreaking images of some of these pets out there, Mary and I made a good donation, too, to the Humane Society, which is out there trying to help those pets along the Gulf Coast who were stranded in the hurricane. Let's go to Ron in Loveland. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Are we going through this again, Ron? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead.
Good morning. Sorry about that earlier.
That's all right.
Hey, well, you know, I did something last night. I taped Bush's speech because I work nights, and for the second time now lately, I can't even watch the tape. He just infuriates me.
Really? You couldn't get through it, huh?
Just couldn't get through it. So I've been relegated to listening to these little sound bites, and one of them I heard this morning on your news at 7 was how he promises to make disaster planning a priority. And it just reminds me of you know, how John Ashcroft, you know, he promised to make terrorism a priority, you know, after September 11th. You know, I mean, what it does us a lot of good now.
Well, you know, I think one of the problems is that they did make terrorism a priority, and they left out, you know, they folded FEMA into the Department of Homeland Security, and in doing so, they neglected to be prepared for any kind of a large disaster. And now we see that if we have one in this country, we're basically not prepared. And the central tenet of Bush's, you know, the reason that he should be at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and not John Kerry or anybody else, now it turns out to be that it isn't true.
Good point. And which brings me to something else I've been upset about this week is the fact that, you know, it really appears to me that Michael Brown took the fall for Michael Chertoff. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, it was really Chertoff's call to get FEMA involved and when he was going to get him involved, and he's the one who dropped the ball. But Brown was such a convenient, you know, scapegoat and such a great target for everybody. They just threw him to the wolves, and now Chertoff is skating free, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, Chertoff was able to get out from underneath it. I also would love to see a greater coverage by the media of this story that Keith Olbermann had last night about, and I don't know what the name of the Mississippi Power Company is, but about how the vice president's office, Dick Cheney's office, called this Mississippi Power Company twice, demanding that they get busy and get the Colonial, restore electricity for the Colonial Pipeline, to get the Colonial Pipeline back in working order. When the power company said, yes, but we're trying to restore the power to hospitals and to surrounding neighborhoods, they said, we don't care. Get that pipeline up or else. And they had to divert manpower to be able to get the Colonial Pipeline up and running at the Mississippi point of it.
Oh, man, that needs to get out there in the mainstream.
Yeah, I mean, that should be something that ought to be all over the place.
Because I haven't heard doodly squat about that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, can you imagine that? Okay, get that pipeline up, because we've got to get, which is important, to get that oil flowing, as vis-a-vis having people, having guys work on restoring power to hospitals and residences.
But you know what makes me the most upset about this is I was thinking about what's going to happen to this poor Democrat who gets into office in 08 and has to face the huge all of the spending. Bush is like this guy sitting in a restaurant eating this huge meal, and then he gets up right before the check comes and then points to the table at somebody, you know, and says, "Oh, there's the table." And you know what I mean? And walks out, and you know what I mean? I mean, the next guy who takes office is going to have to start, you know, biting the bullet and forcing us to pay higher taxes.
Yeah, it's going to be tough to get over this deficit spending. And that's why I said in the beginning of the first hour of this show that one of the things Bush ought to have the intellectual and moral courage to do is to abandon these tax cuts for the wealthy, because we can't afford it.
Absolutely. But you know what he's probably going to do is he's probably going to figure out another way to pay for his little war in Iraq. And I've actually got an idea for him, since we're going to be funding basically a Shiite civil war here from the looks of it. Maybe he could sell arms to Iran. And I think there's another talk show host out there who has some experience with that. So,
yeah, I hear you. We might be able to get involved in that. All right, Ron, thanks, man.
Have a good weekend.
Okay, great call. You too. One line open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Greg in Denver. Greg, you're on AM 760. Lost Greg. Greg's gone. Two lines open now at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Lee in Denver. Lee, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Lee.
There is so much to discuss that I'm going to have to really focus in here. I think that we really, really need to hammer in this next election the lack of leadership in the Republican Party. And we need to really start with soundbite showing what Bush was promising back in 2001 and 2004, and then contrast it with the reality of what is happening with the war in Iraq, with Katrina, with energy prices, all of these things. We need to really, really hammer this in if we're going to have an effect in this next election.
Well, I think so. You know, I never understood why John Kerry never showed the picture of Bush in that flight suit on the deck of that aircraft carrier with the mission accomplished BS sign up there, which the administration tried to dodge, claiming that they didn't pay for it, that they didn't put it up there, and why they never showed that during the election when all this violence was going on in Iraq is beyond me. This guy has made so many mistakes, but you know, we have to keep it kind of, what's the word I'm looking for here? We have to keep our perspective, because after all, Bush did only win by one state.
Oh, and we know that that's questionable, and we know that. But what we need to do here, and I'm sure you're in agreement with this, is that we need to make sure that those 5 or 6 or 7% of the population that voted for Bush because they thought, you know, he was tough and he was strong and he would protect them, are so infuriated and disgusted with this man that there is no way that they will vote for him or any other Republican.
Agree. agree 100%. Lee, thank you.
All right.
Appreciate the call. I'm with you 100%. Don't vote Republican. Go Mark Udall for Senate. 7:30 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. I've got two lines open at 303-713-7600. You betcha it's Friday. You betcha you can call up here and talk about anything you want to. And right now, Bailey's going to talk about progressive traffic.
Yes, I am. Thanks, Jay. We are loaded up on the highways this morning. Eastbound I-70 now slow from Pecos over to Brighton Boulevard. Southbound I-25 bunches up from 104 to the Turnpike. And now we're crowded into downtown and T-Rex. Southbound 225, slows approaching Parker Road into the Tech Center and around town. It's busy on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93. Denverbound on the Turnpike, slow from Federal to Pecos and off the highways. Have a couple accidents on Alameda, one at Leesdale and another just west of Federal. Taking a look at the forecast, going to be a nice one today. Sunny skies with highs in the 80s. Right now we're at 56 degrees. Now at Albertsons, check the price and save money on the items you use the most. Compare for yourself and save with lower prices on thousands of items throughout the store. Albertsons, helping make your life easier. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's the others.
And get there as soon as you can, because the doors are going to open at 9 a.m., and they'll stay open until 9 p.m. Rocky's Early Bird Sale, with deals you're not going to find anywhere else. Rocky's located at the corner of 63rd and...
Concerned with getting the building you need on a limited budget? Call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $17,000, you can buy a 40-by-60-foot building from Anthem Steel. You can get a 100-by-200 for under $130,000. That's right, a 40-by-60 for $17,000 or a 100-by-200 for under $130,000. For your free information, call 800-207-8733. Anthem Steel has the high-quality solution for almost any size you need. Before you give up, call Anthem Steel for your free information at 800-207-8733. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-207-8733.
It's that time of year again. Call 303-7Window now to get 40% off American Exterior's quality replacement windows that will save you money on energy bills, add value to, and beautify your home. You simply won't find a better quality window at a better price. So if you need to replace your windows, call 303-7Window and get 40% off their quality replacement windows. For more details, go to AmericanExteriorsInc.com. Not valid with any other offer. Restrictions apply. American Exteriors, 40% off windows, siding, and doors.
Cursing at your cursor? Plagued by villainous viruses? Let Computer Superheroes come to your rescue. Computer Superheroes provides personalized, prompt, and reasonably priced computer service and support for your home or home office. By phone or in person, hardware or software, there is no task too great or too small. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes today at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250, or click on the banner inside your media player.
Now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146. 1-800-550-6146.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
You're older. 1 year Boulder, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
In a time of terror threats and weapons of mass destruction, the danger to our citizens reaches much wider than a fault line or a floodplain. I consider detailed emergency planning to be a national security priority. And therefore, I've ordered the Department of Homeland Security to undertake an immediate review in cooperation with local counterparts of emergency plans in every major city in America.
Hilarious last night. He spoke to the nation, and you can talk about that or anything else that you might want to talk about. 7:35, 25 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. High today, 82 under sunshiny skies. A beautiful morning this morning in Boulder. 303-713-7600, one line open. And we're talking about Bush's speech last night or anything else that may be on your mind. Let's go to Greg to Dave in Aurora. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
Hi, Dave. What's up?
Oh, man. Well, you know, it's just a continual battle to try and take back our country, I guess. But, I didn't really pay much attention to the speech last night. I got a little bit of it on the radio, and when I heard what he was saying, I could shut up. I kind of wanted to reiterate one of the gentlemen who called from Weld County up there did a fine job in bringing out the point that it's not just this administration that we are trying to combat here with their stupidity and this ideology that they have. That I think they're actually trying to turn the United States into a theocracy, and I think that we have to combat that one way or the other. And it's not just a matter of trying to combat that, but, I mean, the stupid ideals they have about running government, taking care of the people of this country, is just terrible. Now, I would venture to say that you're probably going to see a disparagement between the amount of funds that go into Mississippi and the amount of funds that go into Louisiana simply because of the types of governments that are there. They're going to do whatever they have to do to try and put New Orleans back together, and they'll do it up in cheap. And I think with your Republican administration that you see in Mississippi, they're going to get all kinds of funds for rebuilding. And I'd be interested to see what that disparagement is over time.
Yeah, I would too, you know, because Haley Barbour, who is the governor of Mississippi, used to be the head of the RNC and is tight with Bush. And it'll be interesting to see what Mississippi gets as compared to what Louisiana gets and how much autonomy Haley Barbour has as opposed to what kind of cooperation Blanco will get being a Democrat. And it'll be interesting to see if partisan politics plays into this at all. I agree with you there.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. You know, and as far as the funding that they're doing for this right now, you know that the $61 billion allotted already has come directly out of Medicaid. So they're robbing Medicaid. I mean, for the war in Iraq and the tax cuts they have, they've been pulling those funds, whatever they can, off of Social Security. So they're robbing two significant programs that take care of the older and the sick and the elderly in this country. And by the time he gets done with his tenure, he hopes to have those in full destruction.
What they're doing is what he's doing is he's borrowing us, you know, into economic slavery. Basically, is what's going on. I mean, I would love to ask, Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity or Michael Savage, Michael Weiner, or Mike Rosen, or any of these conservative talk show hosts, gee, how do you feel about the fact that the federal deficit is going to balloon like there's no tomorrow with now having to spend not only on the war in Iraq, but also having to come up with the money to rebuild the Gulf Coast? Where are we going to get all this bread?
Yeah.
That's what I'd like to know. All right, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
You bet, Jay. And by the way, when we take back this country, Republicans need not apply.
Yeah, there you go. See you later, man. Wouldn't you love to ask them, though, where, you know, you people, where are you going to, deficit update, where are you going to get the money? And it's amazing. And it's amazing that they continue to support this guy, that they'll sell out their own principles to support this guy. Because where's the money going to come from? Well, we're going to go into deficit spending. We already are now. We have been for a long time. So now we're going to finance the war in Iraq, plus we're going to rebuild the Gulf states, the Gulf region there that's hurt. Where are we going to get the money for all of this? And you'll be paying for it. And your kids will be paying for it. And your kids' kids will be paying for it. And at the rate we're going, maybe your kids' 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 kids will be paying for it. What a mess. What an absolute mess. And a recent poll, and I quoted it earlier, I believe it's the Wall Street Journal NBC poll, indicates that 45% of the people who were polled would cut the money from the war in Iraq and divert it towards fixing the Gulf states. But you know that's not going to happen. Has this president, has George W. Bush, has the Republican Party done anything right? Can anybody name anything right that they've done? I'd really like to find out. I'd really like to know. If there's anything they've done that has been right since they've controlled both branches of the government. You know, we get very few conservative callers here. And the conservative callers I do get, a lot of them, I get crossways with them. But it's usually because they want to answer the question. And you ask them, you say, you know, like, well, you know, name one thing right that you know. I mean, if there's any blame to be spread around about the condition or the shape of this country, it certainly doesn't come from the Democrats, because the Democrats don't run anything. The Republicans have control of both houses. They have control of the legislative branch, and they probably are going to control the judicial branch as well. And things here are a mess. And we have a president who ran on and claimed, you know, and beat his chest about he was the person to keep us safe and he knew what he was doing. And then it turns out that we get this Category 5 hurricane, and that he's sitting there and has the nerve to sit there and tell Diane Sawyer, well, nobody could imagine that the levees were going to break after he had been warned. And so had the Clinton administration as well. But you know something? The Clinton administration isn't around. I mean, what counts is it who's at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue now? All right, we'll take more of your calls coming up. It's coming up on 742, 18 minutes in front of 8 o'clock here on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk, finally, talk radio for the rest of us.
The aftermath of a horrible tragedy.
There are dead bodies everywhere.
Food or water.
Where do we go next?
Join the relief effort with AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Log on now to am760.net.
Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146. 1-800-550-6146. If you're a business owner, whether you own a small shop or a large corporation, when it comes to building a new facility, the process can be overwhelming. Concerned with getting the building you need on a limited budget? Call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $17,000, you can buy a 40-by-60-foot building from Anthem Steel. You can get a 100-by-200 for under $130,000. That's right, a 40-by-60 for $17,000 or a 100-by-200 for under $130,000. For your free information, call 800-207-8733. Anthem Steel has the high-quality solution for almost any size you need. Before you give up, call Anthem Steel for your free information at 800-207-8733. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-207-8733.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
Free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-745-8442. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-745-8442. That's 1-800-745-8442.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
3171 or at mountainrecyclers.com.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:45, 50 minutes away from 7 o'clock, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Sunny, I'm around 82, 303-713-7600, Jay Marvin. Open phones here this morning, talking about Bush's speech last night from Franklin Square in New Orleans, and anything else that may be on your mind. All you got to do is hop on the wire and give us a shout. All right. Let's go to Barbara in Fort Collins. Barbara, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, Dave.
Hi, Barbara.
I want to bring up something that scares me to death more than anything else we've been talking about. Last night, Ted Koppel did a special on how we are not ready for any kind of catastrophe. And then they, on Nightline, they discussed a pandemic virus that is moving across the world that is going to kill millions of people. And we have not been told about this at all. And they had some scientist in England who was saying he could not believe there is one form of medication that could help keep you alive. And other places in the world have been stockpiling this, but he could not believe that the United States had not foreseen this and are not stockpiling this.
I saw something about this on a crawler on CNN a couple of days ago, but only caught the tail end of it. And I'm not sure if it's the bird flu or
it
what.
Is the bird.
It's the bird flu. Okay, yeah, that's what it is. And it's supposed to. It's supposed to. Yeah. Okay. I know what you're talking about.
Well, the reason I'm calling in is that, you know, we're all talking about we have to take back the Congress in 2006 and we have to do this and that. But this, they're talking about this could come to the United States this winter. And we're talking about having to get Congress, Senate, you know, have like a mutiny about we need to address this now. I mean, we have these things that are imminent. And we can't wait to take over the Congress of 2006. I mean, if we're so not ready to address these horrific things that could happen with this government, something needs to be done.
I agree 100%. You know, I mean, we're looking for big trouble here.
Right. So what can we do? I mean, this is something that needs to be out in the public. We need to be confronting the government. Why they do not have these vaccines, what are they going to do with staffing hospitals? I mean, they're talking about a pandemic.
Well, I hope it doesn't pan out, pardon the pun, but you're right. We're not ready for any crisis in this country. And, you know, that cuts to the central theme of what this guy's presidency has been all about, that he's the one to keep us safe. And now what's beginning to happen is it's beginning to become aware to people that, you know what, he's not the guy to keep us safe, and that we're not any more prepared now than we were 6 years ago.
So what can I do, for example, or what those that are listening, what can we do to bring the immediate attention and get something moving?
Write to your congressmen and senators. That's all you really can do. Why write the White House?
Okay. Well,
that's all I know how to do. And then I'll tell you the thing that I do, which just helps me, I mean, it just helps me, my sanity. is I went to the DNC website and I signed up for the Democracy Bonds program. Mm-hmm. And I give a certain amount of money to the DNC every single month. And I decided that's Howard Dean's program, and I decided to go ahead and do it. And, okay, you know, maybe I can't match corporate donors on this planet, but at least I'm trying to do something.
Well, maybe going to Howard Dean, since he's an MD, and get the DNC involved in this.
Well, you know, that's a good idea. Why don't you write Howard Dean a letter? We'll try to we had him on here last week. I'll try to contact him again, and we'll try to bring it to his attention.
Okay, thank you.
Sure, you bet. Thanks for calling in, Barbara. Yeah, I do. I there's so many things you can give money to, and of course, we're not all made of money, most of us. But you know, the Democracy Bonds program is such a good program, and it's an idea, and it's a way to try to get corporate donations out of politics. So I give my little bit of money every single month. But if enough of us band together, who knows what we can accomplish? Let's go to Richard in Denver. Richard, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, Richard.
I just think, regarding this last topic, I just don't think Americans are willing to take the steps to, with masks and stuff, and being careful as far as hygiene goes, because it just seems to be against people's natures here. Other countries like Japan, if they're sick, they wear masks and stuff.
I'm not going to wear a mask in public. Why would I wear a mask in public?
Well, it's a matter of trying to prevent transmission of diseases.
But there are no, what imminent diseases are there out there right now that I should be wearing a surgical mask when I'm walking on the Pearl Street?
Well, I mean, okay, if this disease does pan out,
why not do the prudent thing and get a vaccine for it?
Well, yeah, but in the meanwhile, you know, you don't want to come up with something before the vaccine comes out.
Well, then, so what are you advocating? You're advocating that we all walk around with masks on?
Just be prepared if that's the problem. But that's not what I called about.
Oh, okay.
What I'm interested in is the president wanting to spend all this money in such a... This looked like he was throwing it at the problem. I used to live in the South, and there's some areas where you just don't want to build. And I personally couldn't sleep at night if I was below a dike or in a low lying area below a river or a lake, you know, 20 feet down.
So,
I mean, to me that doesn't make any sense.
So what are you advocating these people do?
Well,
are you advocating they leave and stay gone?
Either move to higher ground or else bring in more land and fill it up.
They do it in Amsterdam. They seem to be able to pull it off in Amsterdam. Why can't we pull it off here in the United States?
Well, I think it's just very foolish because, especially in a time of terrorism, I mean, just one lousy stick of dynamite and the whole city's underwater again.
All right, So why don't you go tell that to the people who live there? What are you advocating? Here's your solution: that everybody who lived in New Orleans, we ought to just abandon the entire place, and everybody ought to go move somewhere else and just leave it abandoned as a ghost town.
No, I just moved to a little higher land. That's all.
Well, yeah, but you're talking about those people in New Orleans. You know, what are you talking about? Those people, they're just going to abandon their homes. They're going to abandon where they grew up. Everybody's going to leave. We're going to leave the French Quarter. And people are going to pour.
Quarter isn't a problem. That whole area is higher.
People, you know what? It is doable. It is doable. They've done it. They do it in Europe. We can do it, too. The thing is we have to have the will and the ability to get it done, and we should have done something about it a long time ago.
Well, I disagree with you. I think that's like leading a fight with your chin. I mean,
you got all the... You know, you're the same guy who calls up with telling me about how we should walk around with the surgical masks. Thank you for the call. Okay.
You can't hear me. I get a surgical mask on, and I can't hear what I'm saying. It's a 753 and AM 760.
Yeah, it's all right. We're all going to walk around with surgical masks. Wouldn't it be better off to get a some kind of a vaccine? And for the people who are living in New Orleans, people who did live there, hey, you know what? Don't bother going back home again because, living that, according to Richard, you should just leave. No, why don't we just do what they did in Amsterdam and fix the situation and fix it right so we don't have to worry about it again? Let's go to Joseph in Centennial. Joseph, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
Hey, Joseph. How are you?
Good. An earlier caller talked about leadership and the idea of leadership, and I think that's really fundamental to what we're talking about here, if we're to do something. Then in a later call, someone talked about what can we do, and I think those two things are really tightly tied together here. I think with the idea of leadership, you know, you have to educate people on what kind of a leader do you want at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and what are the competencies someone in that role should have. And I think the Democrats need to spend the next year, next couple of years, really educating people on what that even means, because I don't think people know. And then the other thing is, you know, I think we talk a lot about the people who are Democrats and liberals talk a lot about what the facts are. And that's good. We expose the facts of the administration, what they've done, what they haven't done, how they've failed the American people. That's great, but I always feel this tension around that we're preaching to the choir and that we got it. We get it. It's like, yep, I'm listening to 760. I understand the Bush administration has made promises and not delivered on them consistently. I get it. But when you talk about people like Rush Limbaugh who consistently misrepresent the facts, the people listening to him aren't, they're almost immovable. It feels like there's no way to shift them.
Well, I think you're always going to have that, though. I mean, you know, no matter who you talk about, everybody's going to have their base. Everybody's going to have their core. And, you know, in the case of Limbaugh, did we lose him? Did he hang up? Because I heard a click. We lost him. Well, in the case of Limbaugh, you know, Limbaugh's always going to have some degree of listeners. Although somebody was telling me the other day that the amount of listeners he's had is falling. And there are going to be people who are going to look around and are going to wake up. And they're going to realize that this administration has not done one thing right. What has this administration done right? But, you know, for a long time, the left had no infrastructure. We had nothing going on. And now we do. We've got this radio station. We've got stations like it across the country. We're developing think tanks and communication organizations, such as we'll have Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress on, talk about the president's speech after 9 o'clock. I remember working in this kind of radio where, you know, 6 years ago, we didn't have the Center for American Progress. So we, you know, we on the left, I mean, we are making some gains. And I remember, you know, I mean, I've worked in talk radio now for, God, forever. And I was always the only liberal on the station. And the rest of the station was conservative. I mean, we're getting our media outlets. We're, you know, magazines out there. I mean, we're slowly but surely breaking the right-wing stranglehold on the media. Is it 100% broken? No. And is it going to happen overnight? No. But we have to endeavor to keep battling to move forward. That's why I always say support the people who advertise on this radio station. Because this station is a gift. And tell other people about this radio station. And tell other people about this show. Because this is the beginning. This is the start of it. And we've got nowhere to go here but to grow. And we are growing. And people are going to begin to find out about the Republican Party and about this administration. They're always going to have their base. They're always going to have their core. Just like we've got our base and our core. But there are going to be people who are going to be disillusioned. Look at the public opinion polls that show that Bush is in trouble public opinion-wise. That's why Laura Bush is visiting the Center for Exploited Children today, Missing and Exploited Children today. I mean, they've even got her out on the trail. And that's what that whole speech last night was about. Do you think he really wanted to go out there to New Orleans and stand out there underneath those lights and give that speech? You know what? He did it because he had to, because the public opinion polls show he's in trouble. And what it does is it threatens his agenda, and it threatens the Republicans' agenda, and he's going to be more of a lame duck president than he already is. All right, we'll continue with more of your calls coming up here at 303-713-7600. I got a couple of lines open. AM 760 Boulders, Progressive Talk, now more than ever. Talk radio for the rest of us.
Through Sunday.
Joseph A. Bank in Aspen Grove Lifestyle Center, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Inglewood, and in Colorado Springs.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk and CBS News. Local, national, and news from around the world. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. This is KKZN, Thornton, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Jim Crisula live in New Orleans.
It was very an uplifting speech. It was very positive. But let's see if he's going to actually follow through.
Morning after reaction to President Bush's French Quarter speech to the nation, promising help and lots of it for this hurricane-crippled city.
Federal funds will cover the great majority of the costs of repairing public infrastructure in the disaster zone, from roads and bridges to schools and water systems.
Mr. Bush's comments have drawn mixed reactions from storm victims.
Anything he's ever said or stated on the news, he's really never kept up with.
I know that they're trying to get as much federal help and funding, but it really gets frustrating.
I thought it was right on the mark. I think the funding that's coming and everything, I think it was a very uplifting speech that said we're going to get it done.
According to a Washington Post poll, fewer than half of the storm evacuees who now are living in the Houston area want to return home. I'm Jim Crisula live in New Orleans.
I'm Mark Noller at the White House. At National Cathedral, President Bush will lead the nation in a day of prayer and remembrance for the victims of Hurricane Katrina. In a proclamation, Mr. Bush said the tribute is intended to honor the memory of those who perished at the hands of the storm and provide comfort and strength to their families.
I'm Frank Sedapani in New York. CBS News is trying to help reunite families separated by Hurricane Katrina. Glenn Hawkins is missing from New Orleans. If you know where he is, call 1-888-544-5475 or log on to missingkids.com. Hurricane Ophelia is a hurricane no more after drenching parts of North Carolina with more than a foot of rain. CBS's Peter Combs tells us the state seems to be making a quick comeback.
Across the North Carolina coast right now, Hurricane Ophelia knocked power out to more than 50,000 people. But power has been coming on very quickly, especially here in Carolina Beach. A lot of people say they never lost power, and those who did lose it say they're getting it back at a very rapid pace.
Now Tropical Storm Ophelia could dust New England on its way out to sea. Well, if you're a parent with teenagers, fasten your seatbelt.
Just over 50% of teenagers 15 to 19 have had oral sex,
exposing themselves to a host of sexually transmitted infections. That's just one of the eye-opening findings in a survey put together by statistician William Mosier at the National Center for Health Statistics.
About 14% of young women 18 to 29 have had a sexual experience of some kind with another female.
More than 90% of married men and women said they were faithful to their spouses. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger signed a bill that bans the sale of soda drinks in California schools. Schwarzenegger says he wants to terminate obesity.
This leads to major medical problems like diabetes, heart disease, sleep disorder, depressions, and it robs our kids of a healthy childhood.
In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are ahead 38 points. The NASDAQ Composite is up 5. This is CBS News.
This is Charles Osgood of the Osgood File with good news about microwave popcorn. Smart Balance now has a delicious microwave popcorn with no hydrogenated oil and no trans fatty acids. Smart Balance not only avoids the bad things about popcorn, it's good for you. Made with whole grain popcorn, high in fiber, low in calories, and popped with the famous Smart Balance buttery vegetable oil blend with no trans fatty acids. You can feel good about the new popcorn. It's from Smart Balance Buttery Spread, both smart and delicious. This is Charles Osgood. I'll see you on the Osgood File.
Rose Bynum, a scientist at GlaxoSmithKline, on a company with bigger responsibilities.
I believe we have to do more than just develop drugs. We have to try to help people who need them get them. I couldn't work for a company that didn't believe the same thing. I've been at GSK 17 years. Believe me, we're here to help everyone.
To learn about our access programs, call 1-888-825-5249. GlaxoSmithKline.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Boy, our scene's in trouble southbound I-25, loaded up from 104th into downtown. Then we have a motorcycle accident involving a bunch of vehicles blocking the three left lanes. That's just past 20th, so expect some pretty heavy jamming from that. Now, southbound 225 slows approach from Parker Road into the Tech Center. Eastbound I-70 is slow from Pecos over to Brighton Boulevard and eastbound 6th Avenue. Now seeing brake lights from Federal over to I-25. Around town, it's busy on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93, and Denver bound on the Turnpike. We're slow from Federal to Pecos. Off the highways, have a couple accidents on Alameda, one at Leesdale, then another one just west of Federal. Taking a look at the forecast today, it's going to be a nice one with sunny skies and highs in the 80s. Right now, we're at 57 degrees. Now at Albertsons, check the price and save money on the items you use the most. Compare for yourself and save with lower prices on thousands of items throughout the store. Albertsons, helping make your life easier. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, September 29th through October 1st for the 24th Annual Great American Beer Festival at Colorado Convention Center. This three-day event hosts one.
Because our first concern is you.
Your first stop for furniture, classic wood furniture.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:06, 6 minutes after 8. High today, 82 under sunshiny skies. Jay Marvin here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. It's Friday, that means it's open phones. You want to talk about Bush's speech last night? Okay, or anything else that you might want to talk about. Did Bush do what he needed to do, which was to reestablish the fact that he is the leader who can keep this country safe in a crisis? As you know, and you got to know by now, his poll numbers are sagging, and Hurricane Katrina really took a shot at that as the federal government staggered. However, interesting thing, in the Wall Street Journal poll, 48% did not approve of his handling of Hurricane Katrina, and 48% did approve. So he got it was a draw there. Iraq is also hurting the president. The war is becoming increasingly unpopular as well. And last night he promised a lot. He almost sounded like a Democrat last night. But how are we going to pay for all of this? That's my question. And should he rescind the tax cuts? I believe he should. Let's go to Ames in Inglewood. Ames, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Morning, sir. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm not unwell, thank you. Calling in reference to yesterday's argument about the Pledge of Allegiance, and to be honest with you, I'm just really tired of all of these people calling in and saying, well, the Founding Fathers were good, God-fearing men. You know, I just tell them, shut up and learn some history. They were deists.
Yeah, you know? I've heard that. I've heard that a lot.
James Madison, as a matter of fact, has a wonderful quote. He says, religious bondage shackles and debilitates the mind and unfits it for every noble enterprise.
Hmm.
Which I think, you know, is a very telling statement. But it's indicative of the Republican Party, it seems, because they actually have nothing substantive to offer. They don't have any good talking points. You know, the Democrats have welfare reform. The Republicans have gay marriage. You know, they just pander to that lower, uneducated, fear state constantly.
And, yeah, they
and
do.
Seems to be what they do. They don't have anything to say. So they fall back on superstition and innuendo and terrorize the public.
Yeah, you know what? The scarier we are, the better off they are because it helps keep them in power. Like, has anybody ever noticed or taken the time to notice that during the election, how many times did the threat level get elevated? Now, how long has it been since the threat level's been off yellow? I bet you most people have even forgotten about those stupid color codes.
Yeah, and that's the thing is they just, like I said, they just have nothing to say, and so they fall back on religion. That's the one thing that they use. You know, it's the thumb that they press down the public with, and it's the one thing that they feel that, you know, they have over the Democrats, because, you know, the Democrats are actually talking about issues, things that require people to think about what's going on, whereas the Republicans are just pandering to the lowest common denominator, and they're just, you know, they're doing it more loudly in a brasher voice, and therefore they're getting results. You know, people keep saying, we need to educate the public. You know, unfortunately, that's not what needs to happen. You know, people just don't understand that this whole actually getting the public to think about what the Shrub and his ilk have done doesn't work.
Well, they pander to the lowest common denominator of fear and prejudice, and it has been successful for them, but it is beginning, I think, in a lot of ways, to run out, because the handling of the war in Iraq, Hurricane Katrina, the things that have gone on are undercutting Bush's idea or Bush's claim or his pledge that he's the one to keep us safe in unsafe times. I think he shows time and time again that he's not the person to do that, and the Republicans are not the party to do that, because if they were the party to do that, we wouldn't have the mess we have now.
Oh, I agree, but I mean, look at the overwhelming amount of evidence that's come out time and time again and exposed these people for the corrupt swine that they are. I mean, you know, the Downing Street memos. Geez, that went straight to page 42 in the newspaper.
I agree.
I mean, you know, it's just, you know, like I said, it doesn't matter how much evidence there is. I mean, I fought this. I fought this long and hard. And, you know, finally a friend of mine sat down and explained it to me. And he said, look, it doesn't matter how much evidence you present, because that requires people to think and analyze. And that's just something that they don't want to do. And that's the really frustrating thing about all of this. You know, is when you approach it from a rationalist point of view, you look at it and go, oh, my God, these people are horrible. They got to go. And then you look around and you see that other people aren't coming at it from that angle.
Yeah, I agree. It's frustrating, but we got to keep on working on it. Ames, thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
Cheers, mate. Pleasant day.
All right, good one. 303-713-7600. I've got two lines open now. Let's go to Chris in Foxfield. Chris, you're on AM 760.
How you doing, Jay?
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Good. Hey, Jay, listen, you guys keep going over the same thing. Maybe you need to get educated yourself, okay, as the leadership or the spokespersons that are running for, you know, it just seems like over. Listen, 48%, I believe, voted Democrat for Kerry. We're trying to get Bush not to go back in. Okay, do you believe that all 48% or whatever this country is for gays and for abortions, which you guys keep advertising on your radio show? That turns people off.
You want to know something? I've never advertised on this radio show for abortions or for gay marriage. We've discussed gay marriage maybe twice in the entire time I've been on. We've discussed a woman's right to privacy and a woman's right to choose maybe a couple of times. But we don't advertise it on our quote-unquote radio station. Name one advertiser who advertises for gay marriage or abortion on this radio station.
No, it's maybe I said that wrong. But why?
Yeah, maybe you did.
Well, hold on a minute. Wait, on your break, it said a little commercial, like, what is they going to do on gay marriage? What are they going to do on abortion?
That's a promo that runs asking questions about John Roberts. That's not advertising for a service. And those are questions that a lot of people want to know about how Roberts feels about particularly Roe versus Wade. Does he look at it as being settled law, or would he vote to overturn it?
Okay, but do you think that 48% of this country is for abortions and for gays? No.
I don't think anybody is for abortion, but I think people are for the idea of them being safe, legal, and rare.
Okay.
Do you deny that? Do you deny that that's the case, that there are a lot of women out here who would like to have the right to choose?
No, I've had four kids aborted by four different women that didn't want to have a baby, okay?
Okay, but what are you asking me a stupid question for?
What I don't want to get off on that. What I'm trying to get to is the reason why I voted for Kerry is because I did not want to go to war. I did not want to see another Republican ruin this country and do what he's doing and lie and cheat and get away with it, okay, in a self-righteous way. I'm a Christian, though, and there's plenty of people that voted for Kerry that probably are. They would have voted for Bugs Bunny, okay? The point is, it seems like you're given the old Democrat, Roosevelt Democrats, a bad name in a way that this...
How? In what way?
Do you think that...
In what way are we giving anybody a bad name? Clarify what you're saying.
I'm a straight-up Christian, but I
don't care if you're a straight-up Buddhist. I don't care if you're a straight-up atheist or an agnostic. Okay. This conversation doesn't make any sense at all.
Well, it probably wouldn't with you because the way you run your show and the way you talk about it, you'd say Christians always telling you you're going to hell and blah, blah. That ain't...
I never said mainstream Christians were that way. Do you deny that the fact that there's a radical Christian right in this country?
No, I don't deny anything
about
any religion.
Those are the ones we're talking about. But what is the point of this call?
The point of this call, Jay, is that, you know, people are saying educate, and along the way, let's all get educated and understand that Roosevelt started this long time ago about giving a person a hand up, giving a man a job, giving people a better life. And
who's disputing that?
That's what I feel like Democrats stand for, not homosexuality.
We haven't talked about homosexuality on this. You know what? I've had enough of this. Hang up the phone. Hang up the phone. I've had enough. You going to hang it up, or do I have to hang up on you? Hang it up. Enough. I can't even remember the last time we talked about gay rights on this show. Enough is enough already. Well, I don't think we ought to be talking about homosexuality. I can't remember the last time we ever talked about gay rights on this program, and oh my God, gay people should have rights in America.
Craftsman Windows that will save you money on energy bills, add value to, and beautify your home. You simply won't find a better quality window at a better price. So if you need to replace your windows, call 303-7-WINDOW and get 40% off their quality replacement windows. For more details, go to AmericanExteriorsInc.com. Not valid with any other offer. Restrictions apply. American Exteriors, 40% off windows, siding, and doors.
You're the number you need to know.
Cursing at your cursor? Plagued by villainous viruses? Let Computer Superheroes come to your rescue. Computer Superheroes provides personalized, prompt, and reasonably priced computer service and support for your home or home office. By phone or in person, hardware or software, there is no task too great or too small. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes today at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250, or click on the banner inside your media player.
Do you really know your past? Where you came from, the history behind your family, and who you are? In less than 5 minutes, we can help you start to find out. At Ancestry, we help millions of people just like you connect with their family roots, from the recent past to 10 generations or more. We're so sure that we can find your family history. We'll give you a free copy of our best-selling family tree program just for calling 1-800-339-5991. With one phone call, you could relive the joy of your ancestors' wedding day, the hardships of their ocean voyage, their battles and war. Ancestry works so well, it takes just a few minutes to start your family tree. Call us right now at 1-800-339-5991, and we'll give you a free copy of our best-selling family tree program just for calling 1-800-339-5991. That's 1-800-339-5991. Call us right now, 1-800-339-5991.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146. 1-800-550-6146.
Going strong. AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 8:19, 19 minutes after 8. Sunny day, high of 82. It's a little cloudy here in Boulder this morning, but they're high white clouds, no moisture in them. Boy, I sound like a meteorologist, which I'm not. Anyway, it should be a pretty good day along the Front Range. 303-713-7600. Jay Marvin here. Open phones underway until 10 o'clock this morning. We're talking about the president's speech or anything else that may be on your mind. Let's go to Bill in Lakewood. Bill, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, Bill.
The Bush's friends are at the trough right now trying to get hold of all this money that's going to be spent. The Bechtel has already got a no-bid contract to clean up the mess, and of course they're paying great wages and $9 an hour.
You're right. Joseph Alba, who was head of FEMA, who, by the way, was, I believe, Michael Brown's roommate in college, is now a lobbyist for Halliburton and Kellogg Brown and Root. And you're right, they're out there trying to get a hold of that construction money. Definitely they're trying to get a hold of it. And there are some no-bid contracts being let for repair work along the Gulf Coast, and they shouldn't be no-bid. Everybody should have a chance to get in and bid. And the people who should rebuild the area are the locals. They should be the ones to do it.
Yeah, they should do the bidding. The also, the Secretary of the Treasury, Snow, says that this is an opportunity to get rid of minimum wage.
Well, I didn't hear him say that directly. I know that they've suspended the Bacon-Davis Act, which has to do with money paid on federal contracts, but I haven't heard anybody talk about getting rid of the minimum wage. That I didn't hear.
Yeah, well, I heard it on the... I think it was on Peter Boyle's show.
Oh, well, if you heard it on Peter Boyle's show, it's got to be the truth. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Paul in Kittredge. Paul, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
Hi, Paul, how are you?
Good. Hey, I got a comment for the two calls ago, that guy Rob from 1950, I think it was.
yeah.
The guy's a jackass. He's a devout Christian. That's good and dandy. But, I mean, where is he or anyone else to say whether a woman can do what she wants with her body? Or even if a man or a woman decides that, you know what, I don't want to bat from the other side. I'm going to stay right here. Who cares? And then another comment I have is in regards to Bush's speech last night. And I did watch it, my wife and I. We have a couple of I guess you could call them rumors, or not rumors, rather than theories about what you know, his fast recovery deal he has going in down in Orleans.
Right.
It scares me because he's kind of rushing in just like he did with the war, with nothing really set in stone, nothing out there that's going to say this is exactly what we're going to do. It's just, quick, okay, come on, blindly, let's go try and make some money from Halliburton. Which scares me, you know. I mean, it truly, truly scares me that he tried selling a point last night about he's going to come and reconstruct New Orleans and go into it blindly, just like he did with the war.
Well, the thing is, who's going to prosecute all of this? Who's going to make sure we don't blow the money? The inspector general? We're just going to have one guy do it? And the rumor going around is that Karl Rove is going to be in charge of the reconstruction? What qualifications does he have?
Oh, I don't know. You don't need qualifications. You got to be able to get fired from learning how to judge horses or something to get a job in the White House these days, I guess. But it really scares me in regards to that, because I think that, like you said, who is going to be there to judge where the money's being spent or whatnot? If he's going to be the one that's overseeing, or even any of his other cronies, it's just going to spell more trouble. And the way he's trying to sell. You know, we're going to make some low-income housing, you know, at free of charge. To me, that's just biting for more votes, possibly, in 2006. These people and say, you know what, we want this jerk out of here. He's pretty much, I don't know. I don't know what the public's opinion is down there of him. They don't show that on the media, obviously, because...
Probably too soon. It's probably too soon to know. I'm sure they're going to go around today probably asking people what they thought of the speech. But,
yeah.
And, you know, there'll be polls out. There'll be polls being taken. You can bet on it.
Okay. Well, that's all I'd say, Jay. I appreciate you. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too, Paul. Thanks for the call.
You bet.
All right. Appreciate it. That frees up a line at 303-713-7600. Yeah, there should be polls later on today about how people rated Bush's speech last night. It's too important of a news event not to have anybody take any polls about it. So somebody will run it. Gallup. Maybe ABC, CBS, New York Times. Somebody will run a poll on his performance last night and how the general public thought. I don't know about down there in New Orleans and in Mississippi. I don't know how they're going to poll down there, except just have reporters walk up to people and ask them how they thought the guy did. You know, I don't think it was a terrible speech last night. I just go back to the same questions I've been asking all morning about this, which is, number one, there's no... like construction czar to be able to hold anybody accountable for the money. And we're talking about a ton of money here, so we're going to leave it to the inspector general to do it? I mean, that, you know, that makes me nervous. And then the other part of it is, how do we pay for it? With the war in Iraq going on, how do we pay for it? We're going to have to go further into debt. And it's going to affect this country's solvency for years to come. Let's go to Errol in Greeley. Errol, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
morning, Jay.
Hi, Earl. How are you?
I'm all right. I've got a situation here where there's so many issues that we need to address on a show like yours that I feel bad that I'm forced to be selective. But when I heard that poor woman talking about the bird flu, I feel like I've just got to say something. So here it is. The corporation named Chiron that's in charge of half of the flu vaccine in the world had a little accident that wasn't an accident last flu season. They hired a man named John Reuter who did the original gene splicing and RAP, and they hired him as their vice president, and they want some results with regards to genetic engineered products. And so all of a sudden, half of the flu vaccine went by the way. And just a sheer accident, I'm sure. But then they were counting on a really bad flu year. They didn't get it. So the next step is some little lab rat turned loose the worst flu strain that the world's ever seen and sent it to dozens of different countries, but they weren't stupid enough to open it. These people offered to make GE vaccine when there was a shortage of the standard, proven, safe, effective process. Because they want to get it on the market. And now they're waiting, they're sitting on their hands with the, waiting for another pandemic like the bird flu or a bad year of standard strain flu. These people are looking to make money and they're looking to stuff genetic engineered vaccines into you and everybody else. And the problem is most Americans don't understand the physics behind nuclear fusion, and they sure don't understand the biology behind genetically engineered products. Diabetics have been forced to take GE insulin, and the death rate has went up over 50% because of it. This GE process that they're going to force on you with a shortage of vaccine is going to kill Americans. And as far as this lady going to see senators and congressmen, well, I've done all that. Last week I was in Salazar's office. I called John Ann. I went to Ken's office. I've talked to Udall about this, and I'm going to tell you what. I sat down with Wayne Allard, and Allard doesn't care if you live or die. He wants everything GE and irradiated. And Musgrave is on another planet.
Well, where do you get these statistics about the insulin? Where did that come from?
That comes from a government source. I don't have the paper right on me right this second.
Oh, okay, I see.
It's right here, but I sent it to you, Jay. Actually sent you that document.
I don't ever remember you sending it to me.
Yes, I gave it to John. I talked to him. He said he gave it to you. I'll send it to you. I'll fax it to you today so that you have it. And it's a government source. I just wish I had it right in front of me in this stack of papers. But it's an absolute fact. And like I said, I'll send it to you again. Everything I say is bona fide. You can check it out. This man that they hired, I talked to John Reuter for a half hour. He flat told me he's interested in the genetic engineering process, not in anything that happens because of it.
All right, Errol. Thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
You bet.
Thank you so much. 303-713-7600, one line open here at AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's go to Corky in Fort Collins. Corky, you're on.
Yeah, you there, Jay?
Yeah, Corky, I'm here.
Oh, good. No, I just was watching the speech last night, you know, and this Bush, he didn't want to spend $50 million on them levees. Now it's going to cost $200 billion to fix that place.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
You know, and this war over there sounds to me like, I don't know, but it sounds like it's going to turn to civil war. Man, what's going to happen? What are we going to do there? You know.
Well, if we pull out, there's going to be absolute chaos. That's what's going to happen.
Well, that's what will happen. That's right, Jay. So it's exactly what will happen. That was a terrible mistake to go in there to begin with. You know, I don't know. I listen to Bush, and I don't believe one thing that comes out of his mouth. You know.
You think everything he says is well? You know, he certainly. I mean, I certainly. The challenge is up to any Republican who's listening to this show at 303-713-7600. Point out one thing this guy's done that's been right.
Well, I agree with you, Jay. That's exactly right. That's the way I want to talk to you. I feel the same way. I've never seen an administration, Jay, where if the things doesn't fit, the rules don't fit what they want to do, they'll change the rules. You know.
Yep, that's exactly right, and they particularly do that when it comes to science. Corky, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
You bet.
All right, have a good day. Yeah, they do that, too, when it comes to science. Ideology always trumps science in this administration. A couple of lines open now, 3-7600. It's open phones, anything you want to talk about, including Bush's speech last night. 8:30 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Your night.
I-70, take that to Federal, then get on to 6th Avenue and back onto I-25 to try and avoid some of the delays. Stop on 225, slows approaching Parker Road right into the Tech Center, and if you're coming in from Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue, we're stacked up from Federal over to I-25. Now around town, busy ride on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93, and Denverbound on the Tech Slow from Federal to Pecos. Taking a look at the forecast, it's going to be a nice one today with sunny skies and highs in the 80s. Right now, we're at 57 degrees. Now at Albertsons, check the price and save money on the items you use the most. Compare for yourself and save with
Denver sister stations within any 90-day period. Additional rules apply. For complete rules, visit our office at 4695 South.
When it comes to building a new facility, the process can be overwhelming. Concerned with getting the building you need on a limited budget? Call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $17,000, you can buy a 40-by-60-foot building from Anthem Steel. You can get a 100-by-200 for under $130,000. That's right, a 40-by-60 for $17,000 or a 100-by-200 for under $130,000. For your free information, call 800-207-8733. Anthem Steel has the high-quality solution for almost any size you need. Before you give up, call Anthem Steel for your free information at 800-207-8733. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-207-8733.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-745-8442. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-745-8442. That's 1-800-745-8442.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-400-6096 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-400-6096 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-400-6096.
It's that time of year again. Call 303-7Window now to get 40% off American Exterior's quality replacement windows that will save you money on energy bills, add value to, and beautify your home. You simply won't find a better quality window at a better price. So if you need to replace your windows, call 303-7Window and get 40% off their quality replacement windows. For more details, go to AmericanExteriorsInc.com. Not valid with any other offer. Restrictions apply. American Exteriors, 40% off windows, siding, and doors.
Live, local, and left. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:34, 26 minutes in front of 9 o'clock. High today of around 82. Sunshiny skies out there now, or at least here in Boulder. And 303-713-7600, it's open phones, whatever it is you want to talk about. That's what we'll do. And you can talk about Bush's speech last night as well, what you thought about it. Let's go to Peg in Colorado Springs. Peg, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Peg.
I have a couple of questions for you. Is it standard policy of the Republicans to finance school board, people that are running for school board?
No, usually the school board elections are usually nonpartisan, or they're supposed to be.
Because they did that down here at District 11.
Really?
Yeah, they actually poured money in, and they did actually win. The couple that they were supporting did actually make it onto the board. And I was just wondering how far they go into all this. But
well,
they were the kind of people that they would like. So.
Well, you know, I don't know. I mean, I guess it depends on where you live. Most of the places I've lived, though, the school board doesn't have, you know, you don't run as J. Marvin Democrat. I mean, usually you just run without a party affiliation. But maybe it's different where you live. Maybe it's different down there.
Well, District 11 is a big, big district, and that's probably why they went in and funded the people. But the Democrats have decided that they need to do the same, I guess. So it's going to start a war at this level now.
Well, once again, I don't know. See, I'm not familiar with the rules down there, but yeah, it would seem to me that that's what would end up happening. The Democrats would wheel back around and say, well, you know what, if the Republicans are going to do it, then, you know, we're going to have to do it. But I think
that's what they said in the Gazette a couple weeks ago. I was reading it in the Gazette that that's what they said they're going to have to do now. They're going to have to start supporting people at the district level, too.
Well, do those two candidates go out and raise money, or did they get money from the state Republican Party, or how did that work?
Yeah, they got it from the state Republican Party, and I can see where their agenda's going, and they have made a lot of noise down here, and I can see why they were put in. Another question is that some people have been saying that there's oil under New Orleans, and that's why Bush doesn't want to rebuild it back. He wants to move it out so they can drill there.
Yeah, I don't think that's true.
That's not true?
No, he's going to have to rebuild it. I don't think that's true at all.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to make sure.
I mean, I don't know. I can't swear to you that there's no oil there, but I just don't think that that's in the plans.
Okay.
I don't think the public would stand for it.
No, that would just outrage me.
Yeah, exactly.
Alaska was bad enough, but okay. That's all I had to ask.
All right. Well, thanks.
Thank you.
Appreciate you calling up.
All right. Bye-bye.
That frees up a line at 303-713-7600. Diana in Greeley. Diana, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hi. I have three questions. Number one, I want to know, for the programs that President Bush proposed last night, who are we going to borrow the money from?
Probably Asian banks.
Yeah, that's what I thought. China?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how smart of an idea that's going to be.
Well, we're going to go further into debt because we don't have the available cash to be able to do this. How are we going to do both? How are we going to refund the rebuilding of New Orleans and Mississippi when we have to do that, and also run the war in Iraq at the same time?
Good question, huh?
Yeah.
Also, all of this talk about the governor of Louisiana not asking FEMA for the correct things, I saw last night on MSNBC, she was at a press conference, all right, conducting a press conference, and Michael Brown standing right beside her.
Right, exactly.
Why wasn't he telling her? Oh, excuse me, maybe you should ask for specific things, not, you know, send everything you got.
Yeah, I don't understand why he found that to be misleading.
Right.
I mean if somebody calls me and there's an impending disaster coming, or they're in the middle of a disaster, and I ask them, what can I do to help? And they say, send everything you got. Well, to me, that means send everything you got.
Right, the kitchen sink.
Yeah, exactly. We need all the help we can get. I mean, I don't understand how he points a finger at the governor and blames her for that.
When he was standing right beside her.
Yeah, I don't get it. I'm as clueless on this as you are.
And number three, okay, maybe I was zoning out last night during the president's speech, but I didn't hear anything about restoring the wetlands.
No, he didn't say anything about that.
Nobody has. Nobody talked about it during all of the analysis of the speech and everything like that. Not one word was said about restoring the wetlands. And if they go back in there and restore New Orleans and do nothing about those wetlands, it's a crime.
Yeah, I agree. They should definitely rebuild those wetlands. Now, you know, CNN is now carrying a story that anger is building in Slidell, Louisiana, because federal help has not shown up.
Right, and in parts of Mississippi it hasn't.
So, because 80% of the homes in Slidell have been damaged or destroyed. So, like, where's the federal help? People are starting to get angry. Now, what's Bush's excuse? I mean, 50% of the Slidell residents are homeless. What's his excuse now for this?
Jay, I have no idea, but he'll come up with something, you know. Rose,
yeah,
probably getting his pencil sharpened up to spin this somehow or another.
I agree 100%. Thank you. I appreciate the call. It's been a good one.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. 8:40, 20 minutes away from 9. Yeah, they're saying in Slidell, Louisiana, that FEMA is ignoring the city. Well, I must. How would you like to be living in Slidell? And there's, like, no FEMA to help you out. Let's go to Blaine in Denver. Blaine, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you this fine day?
I'm doing okay. How about yourself?
And I couldn't be any better unless I were you.
No, there you go.
Hey, I just want to say, man, what a great speech if you didn't want any questions answered. You know, once again, George Bush does the old blowing smoke up America's backside. And, you know, more questions were raised than answered during his speech is my belief is on that. Once again, the money issue. Where are we going to get the money? You know, he says he's going to have this investigation into what happened at the federal response level. Well, what happened at the federal response level is that he basically demoted FEMA to an underling agent, and then he goes and decides to try and dismantle it as much as possible. So here we go. We're totally, you know, screwed basically on this. You know, once again, if FEMA had been kept at a cabinet-level position as it had been under Clinton, I don't think at least two-thirds of these problems would have existed. This was a major disaster, and, yeah, there would have been problems, but had a competent person been left in charge, you know, things obviously would have been different, you know, hindsight being 20/20. But, you know, Bill Clinton had foresight, and he understood what needed to be done, and I just wish America would totally, you know, pull their heads out and look at this guy for what he is, you know.
Yeah, I wish I would, too.
Yeah, I mean, I think what this response is going to be for FEMA is that he's somehow going to figure a way how to privatize it. You know, it's going to be FEMA Halliburton, you know, FEMA KBR. You know, it's, once again, it's what everyone's saying about, you know, private corporations taking over all the small little jobs. And it's, you know, you know, the federal government has to have some hand in this, and this guy's such a disaster. I mean, everywhere he's gone, you know, I call him the president of mediocrity because, you know, the only thing he's ever done is taken a bad baseball team and raised them to the heights of mediocrity. You know, he got a new stadium built, but that was it. They've done nothing. You know,
well, yeah,
now,
I keep saying it. I mean, I'm waiting for some Republican to call up and tell me what it is this guy's done that's been right. I mean, there's just continuing violence in Iraq. There's a story out this morning that there was a suicide bomber outside a mosque that killed 10 people. I mean, the people in Slidell, Louisiana say FEMA is ignoring them. You know, this guy wants us to believe that he and his party can lead an investigation into what happened and what went wrong on the federal level. Why should we trust him? And what's wrong with having a bipartisan independent commission, as Hillary Clinton suggests? Well, the problem with it is it's something that the GOP can't control.
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing, though, is they went and we had the 9/11 commission, and there were a lot of good things came out of that, but it was partisan. I mean, that, you know, because the ruling person was a Republican, and, you know, we don't know half of what went on there. And, you know, every day things are getting leaked out, or the memo that was just released last week. And, I mean, these people knew, you know, what was going on. They're just clueless, you know.
I mean, I agree.
With the levies, you know, this wouldn't have happened. You know, that's point one. Had the levies been finished, had he not appropriated the money for the war instead of sent it to the Army Corps of Engineers to take care of the problems in New Orleans, I would say 75% to 80% of the problems would not have existed that happened in New Orleans. So it goes back. He's going to have an investigation that's going to spin back to him. And
What's he going to do?
Well, he's going to get. What he's going to do is they're going to make sure they have control of the investigation, so that we don't really get an honest opinion as to what went on. Hey, man, thank you. Appreciate the call.
Thank you. All right.
All right. It's 8:44, 16 minutes in front of 9 on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive. 3713-7600. A couple of lines open now. It's open phones. You want to talk about Bush's speech last night or anything else that may be on your mind? 303-713-7600, AM 760.
Financing rates available now at your local Toyota dealer or visit toyota.com/certified. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's not just radio. It's a journey.
Intelligence is dictated by asking questions.
Go ahead. Open your door.
Our country needs visionary policies that offer solutions.
When it comes to building a new facility, the process can be overwhelming. Concerned with getting the building you need on a limited budget? Call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $17,000, you can buy a 40-by-60-foot building from Anthem Steel. You can get a 100-by-200 for under $130,000. That's right, a 40-by-60 for $17,000 or a 100-by-200 for under $130,000. For your free information, call 800-207-8733. Anthem Steel has the high-quality solution for almost any size you need. Before you give up, call Anthem Steel for your free information at 800-207-8733. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-207-8733.
That cracked or broken windshield in your car can be fixed today. AutoGlassNational.com is friendly, fast, and dependable. Click the banner in your player now for a fast, free quote with no obligation. You'll see the price on your screen in a few seconds. They can also help with all your residential and commercial glass needs. Let AutoGlassNational.com get that windshield off your to-do list.
It's that time of year again. Call 303-7WINDOW-NOW to get 40% off American Exterior's quality replacement windows that will save you money on energy bills, add value to, and beautify your home. You simply won't find a better quality window at a better price. So if you need to replace your windows, call 303-7WINDOW and get 40% off their quality replacement windows. For more details, go to AmericanExteriorsInc.com. Not valid with any other offer. Restrictions apply. American Exteriors, 40% off windows, siding, and doors.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-449-1705. That's 1-800-449-1705. 1-800-449-1705.
Cursing at your cursor? Plagued by villainous viruses? Let Computer Superheroes come to your rescue. Computer Superheroes provides personalized, prompt, and reasonably priced computer service and support for your home or home office. By phone or in person, hardware or software, there is no task too great or too small. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes today at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250, or click on the banner inside your media player.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:49, almost 8:50, about 10 minutes in front of 9 o'clock here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. High today of around 82. Going to be a nice day outside. A little cloudy here in Boulder, but it's the high, thin-type clouds, no moisture in it, and should be a pretty nice day, and it's a kickoff to the weekend. You know, hope you have a great weekend. You deserve it. 303-713-7600. It's open phones. Talk about the president's speech or anything else that may be on your mind. And let's go to Bill in the Lakewood. Bill, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How are you?
Hi, Bill. How are you?
Good, good. I originally only had one question, but now that I've been listening for a few minutes, another one popped into my head. But first of all, I couldn't stand to watch President Bush's speech last evening. I just can't stand the arrogance and the incompetence, any administration that would turn away aid from, for example, Cuba for political reasons, the arrogance is just beyond me. So I just can't stand to watch it. But the question, a couple of questions that came up to me first is, it seems the press has, I guess by necessity, been driven away from the issue of Karl Rove's responsibility in revealing that CIA operative's name. And I think the focus needs to be returned back to that, because I think that's an issue that American citizens can't afford to not get enough information about.
Well, we should have some answer about that next month.
Yeah, I understand that to be the case. So I'll be looking forward to listening to that. The other thing that came up is you know, the Republican administration, rather Congress, when Bill Clinton was president, didn't have much to complain about as regard to the economy, because Clinton's economy was functioning at a very high level. But the federal deficit that has become a reality as a result of President Bush's policies is something that I don't hear enough about either. And specifically, how is the government going to pay for the war in Iraq, and how is the government going to pay
borrow
for
money?
Exactly. Well, the problem is are we the largest debtor nation yet? Because I think we're going to be very quickly. And that is something that can be hammered home, and it's the responsibility of this administration. The repeal of the death tax, the fact that they're contemplating that, is just another thing that's beyond me. If everyday average Americans can open their communities to the victims of Hurricane Katrina, then certainly for the next few years, that issue shouldn't be even brought up, because corporations and the richest 5% of this country can certainly afford to shoulder the economy for a while. Anyway, have a good day, Jay, and thanks.
What a stellar call. Thank you. Appreciate it. And he's right about that. I mean, we're talking about a top figure to repair the damage for Hurricane Katrina. They estimate the top of it could be $200 billion. And right now we've got $61 billion allocated. And where are we going to get the money for this? Plus, what's going on in Iraq? Let's go to Ken in Colorado Springs. Ken, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Ken. What's up?
Hey, I was just calling. I wanted to call back. I think you had a caller a while back. I think, although he didn't say it very well, I think he was trying to say what I've thought for a long time. And, you know, I've been a Democrat most of my life, voted for Clinton twice. I've seen the Democrats move so far left. I think if JFK were alive today, he'd be a Republican.
I don't see anything left-wing. I mean, I think the Democratic Party has a part of it that is left-wing, but the Republican Party has got the majority of it is dominated by the radical right. But I don't see where, you know, the Democratic Party is that far to the left. Give me an example of what you're talking about.
Well, a prime example is Michael Moore sitting in the presidential box next to Jimmy Carter at the...
So what's wrong with that?
There you go. You just proved my point. What's wrong with that? Michael Moore is a loon. He's a lunatic left.
Well, I don't think he's a lunatic left. I think a lot of what he has to say makes
example.
A lot of sense.
Then you're proving my example.
No, I'm proving your example only in your frame of things. Give me an example of where you think Michael Moore is a lunatic.
The fact that the administration. His implication that the administration knew 9/11 was going to happen.
Well, you know something. I never heard him say I never heard him say that the administration knew that 9/11 was going to happen. But what I did hear him say is that Bush had.
Go ahead.
Thank you. That Bush had knowledge that the first plane had gone into the tower. Did he know that? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, and that he went in there anyway into the school, And then he sat there, and when he was told that the second plane went into the tower, he sat there like a goof. I don't think that's over the top. I think that's accurate.
Well, yeah, that's what happened. But what I'm saying is even Howard Dean, when asked about, do you think the administration, some people have said maybe the administration knew this was going to happen. Howard Dean said, well, that's an interesting theory. That's
not the lunatic left. What was the public briefing memo all about that the president was given when he was on vacation at his ranch in Crawford? What was the public briefing memo that was given to him?
I'll tell you what it was about.
What was it about?
It was about Cheney and Halliburton.
No, it wasn't.
9/11.
You are so out of it, man. The public briefing memo was about bin Laden determined to attack the United States with the use of airplanes. Get off the phone, you stupid brainstem. Good God. You know, I mean, you don't even have any grasp of, I mean, you're, you know, talk about over the top. Halliburton and Dick Cheney were never mentioned in the public briefing memo. Oh, so now we've degenerated into the ignorance hour here. Oh, great. Good. Well, you know, we have an hour and 3 minutes left. We couldn't make it all the way through the program without getting at least a couple of them. A couple of people whose bearings are out around. Let's go to Steve in Boulder. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
I'm stupid, so I'll call a talk show.
I don't know. I've been trying to get this point to you for a couple weeks. It's a little late, so everybody's going to go, hindsight's 2020. Jay, I'd just like to point out that, you know, we all watched this big orange swirling ball headed towards New Orleans for 72 hours. Everybody knew it was coming. Everybody in the government who should know anything knows, or should know, that New Orleans was a bathtub community. That is to say, it was below sea level.
Right, that's true.
Everybody around knew a third fact. The dikes are weak. Okay? So those three things, given that everybody in power should know. How about the nursery rhyme about the guy that put the kid that put the finger in the dike?
Right.
Okay.
It applies.
Okay. So here we go. Everybody knows this thing is coming. Everybody knows what could happen, and everybody knows what the weak link is. It's the piles of dirt around the city. I watched it unfold, and I kept saying, where are the helicopters? Where are the helicopters? Where are the huge Chinook helicopters with bellyfuls of 5,000-pound sandbags?
They admitted yesterday that they should have had the stuff ready earlier, that the helicopters should have been there with the sandbags. They finally admitted it yesterday.
I couldn't believe it. You know, I didn't hear that part. But this
it was. It was on CNN yesterday.
It's been eating on my gut. We wouldn't be having all these discussions about $200 billion worth of repairs. All they would have had. You know, the hurricane came, and it left.
Hey, you know something? I'm out of time, but I got to tell you this. You know what? You are absolutely 100% correct, and thanks for a great call.
Thank you. Absolutely
on the mark. All right, we'll go into the last hour here. We got Christy Harvey coming up. She's going to talk to us from the Center for American Progress about Bush's speech last night. And we'll take more of your calls here at 303-713-7600. Jay Marvin, a proud representative of the lunatic left fringe of the Democratic Party.
Starting at just $369. Fazoli's, Arvada, Denver, North Glen, Fort Collins, Littleton, Longmont, Centennial, Aurora, Edgewater, and Lakewood.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Now the latest from CBS News on the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. This is KKZN, Thornton, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young at Washington's National Cathedral. Solemn music to mark a special service on a national day of prayer and remembrance. More from CBS News correspondent Mark Noller.
By proclamation, President Bush designated this day as one on which to honor the memory of those who lost their lives in Katrina. Though at the time he issued the statement last week, it was feared the death toll would be much higher. But he still hopes the day will provide comfort and strength to the families of the victims. A spokesman this morning announced that President Bush will return to the disaster zone next Tuesday. It will be his fifth time there since Katrina struck. Mark Noller, CBS News, the White House.
Well, the service comes the morning after President Bush used the French Quarter as his backdrop for a speech vowing to help New Orleans and the shattered Gulf back onto their feet.
We will do what it takes. We will stay as long as it takes to to help citizens rebuild their communities and their lives.
The reconstruction project is likely to be the most expensive and extensive in the nation's history. The price tag could reach $200 billion. CBS News is trying to help reunite families separated by Hurricane Katrina. Robinique Hawkins is missing from New Orleans. If you know where she is, call 1-888-544-5475 or log on to missingkids.com. Tropical storm Ophelia is finally bidding North Carolina goodbye, moving out to sea after battering the coast with hurricane-force winds and drenching rains. Reporter Pete Combs says residents have wasted little time going back.
A lot of people who evacuated have already returned to the outer banks of North Carolina. They wanted to rush right back and see what Ophelia did to their homes, and most of them got a surprise that wasn't all that unpleasant. They got to see that there wasn't a lot of damage. For about 1,100 people, they're still in shelters now. They're simply waiting for the waters to recede, and officials say that they should be back by this weekend.
About 9,600 customers remain without power. But the week is winding up with more blood on Iraqi streets. The chaos that followed the car bombing of a Shiite mosque in Bakuba. At least 10 people were killed and 21 others wounded. Elsewhere, attacks left at least 12 dead. During the past 3 days, some 200 people have been killed in a wave of bombings and shootings across Iraq. It's a veil lifted on Americans' most private behaviors. A survey of sexual habits said to be the most comprehensive ever by the federal government. Among the findings of Dr. William Mosier, that the vast majority of married couples are monogamous.
Most Americans have small numbers of partners. Most Americans are faithful to their spouses.
It adds up for Big Blue. Worried about a shortage that could threaten America's competitive edge, IBM says it'll provide financial assistance to any employee who leaves the company to become a science or math teacher. On Wall Street, the Dow's up 41, the NASDAQ 4. This is CBS News.
Is the burden of large credit card debt getting too heavy for you to carry alone? Call Debt Relief of America. They are expert debt negotiators that go to work for you to eliminate 50 to 60% of your credit card debt.
Within 3 months, I was debt-free and the collection hassle stopped.
I was buried in debt with no way of knowing how I was going to get out. DRA worked with my creditors and cut my debt in half.
My wife and I both feel Debt Relief of America is a godsend.
Call now for your free debt relief consultation. There is absolutely no cost or obligation. You will get a step-by-step plan on how Debt Relief of America can help you wipe out up to 60% of your credit card bills. Call 800-732-7092. 800-732-7092. One call could literally save you thousands of dollars. Not available in all states. 800-732-7092. 800-732-7092.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
I do have some good news for you. Southbound I-25, crews have cleared that motorcycle accident just past 20th Street, but we are still dealing with pretty heavy backups from I-70 now. Things are moving again because all lanes are open, but we do have a problem in T-Rex now with a stalled dump truck on the ramp to Colorado. Northbound I-25, watch for a crash. It's on the left shoulder near Colfax. Southbound 225, still a little slow for your drive into the tech center. And around town, things are looking better on the diagonal Foothills Parkway and Highway 93. Denverbound on the turnpike, still a little slow between Federal and Pecos. Looking at the forecast, going to be a nice one today with sunny skies and highs in the upper 80s. Right now, we're at 60 degrees. Napa Auto Parts is giving away the ultimate championship race weekend. Airfare, cash, and tickets to the Busch Truck and season-ending cup races. No purchase necessary. Plus, buy any 3 Napa Gold oil filters and get 4 quarts of oil free. While supplies last. Napa, get the good stuff. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hurricane Katrina.
The aftermath of a horrible tragedy.
There are dead bodies everywhere.
And there is no food or water.
Where do we go next?
Join the relief effort with AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Log on now to am760.net for donation information. Ed Schultz's adoptive family efforts, animal rescue, and updates from the affected region.
It's about recovering. It's about rebuilding. It's about surviving. It's about helping my fellow man.
You know, I can't imagine anything worse.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. It's not too late to help. This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:05, 5 minutes after 9, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Sunny, a high of around 82 today. Christy Harvey is Director of Strategic Communications at the Center for American Progress and is a co-editor of both the Progress Report and the blog, Think Progress. She is also the co-host of the Morning Drive radio program, The Bill Press Show, which broadcasts nationwide on Sirius Satellite Radio each day from 6 until 9 a.m. And Christy is also a regular guest on The Al Franken Show on Air America, which is carried here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Christy, welcome. Good morning. Good to have you here.
Hey, Jay. Thanks for having me on. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I am okay.
All right, let's break down what the president talked about last night. First of all, what did you think of the speech?
Yeah, let's do it. I wasn't impressed. I watched, I was hoping either to be outraged or to say, hey, he actually made a good point there, but I didn't really find him saying anything of any real substance.
Yeah, he gave no specifics about anything.
No specifics there. He talked a lot about how he wanted to help people, but he didn't really outline how these specific programs could work. He talked a lot about putting a lot of money into this program, but not a word on how we would afford it, how we were going to budget for all of this new big expense. So, yeah, there wasn't a lot of there.
Well, you know, that's been the big question this morning, too, that we've raised about how are we going to pay for this and also for this war in Iraq. The only choice we're going to have is to borrow money, correct?
Borrow money. I don't think we're going to do what would be my first choice, which would be roll back all of these massive, crazy tax cuts for the rich people. We could save a heck of a lot of money if we did that. We're probably not going to do that. I'm afraid they're going to learn the wrong lessons and try and cut back on federal spending in the wrong places, like Medicaid, for example. I'm terrified they're going to try and take a chunk out of Medicaid, which is actually one of the programs that will help some of these people who've been hurt by Katrina.
Now, do you think with the public's, with the president standing in the polls, do you think he can get away with that?
I'm not sure. He really never has lost his power to surprise me with what he can get away with, especially once he and Karl Rove put their heads together and do the political spin on everything. But I think that finally the American public is fed up. I think that they realized they were snookered into the war in Iraq. I think they realized they got the raw end of the deal with the prescription Medicare stuff. They're looking around seeing what's happening to the environment. And I think that finally they're saying, okay, you don't really have a great track record with the truth here, Mr. President. We need you to really step up.
Yeah, I've been asking Republicans all morning, and I haven't really gotten any of them. I've asked them to call in and tell me, to point out one great thing that this guy's done that has been right since he got into office. And basically, the only thing that anybody can talk about would probably be the bullhorn moment with 9/11. But other than that, it's been downhill all the way. I mean, we're involved in a war which we got into under false pretenses. We have a huge deficit. And now the price tag on this Katrina damage could be $200 billion. Where are we going to get $200 billion?
Really don't know. Well, probably we are facing another huge crisis in this country, and that's a financial crisis. And the more we borrow, you talk about borrowing money in econ, and I know my eyes used to just sort of glaze over, but there's a limited amount of money. And so when you borrow money, that means it's more expensive for us as average Americans to borrow money,
right?
Which means it's going to be more expensive when the government borrows a lot of money. It's more expensive for me to borrow money to go back to school, or for you to borrow money for a new house, or for your kid's tuition or something like that. So that's, and then with the expense, it just turns into this vicious circle. And so that's why we can't get too deeply in the hole, and we're already wildly in debt as it is.
Now, that affects interest rates, correct?
It does, yes.
And it'll start, and the Fed will have no choice but to up those interest rates.
Right, which just means that we're all going to be paying a lot more to do the normal things that we like to do, like get a new car or buy a house or afford things.
Does it bother you, because it bothers me, does it bother you that he didn't appoint somebody to be held responsible to oversee the reconstruction, that there's no person that the public knows about other than the inspector general that, you know, you can point a finger at and say, hey, it's not going very well, and you were put in charge of it. Why isn't it going well?
Yeah, disappoint me, yes, Jay. Surprise me, no, unfortunately. For all of their talk of not wanting to play the blame game, that's what this administration is really good at. They're really good at sort of fuzzing everything up, so you're not quite sure who made the bad decision, not quite sure who was in charge when things went poorly, and they like it that way. It keeps them from having to say, ouch, this program did not work, and I did that. I own that problem, and now I have to fix it. If you keep things fuzzy and nobody's really in charge, then nobody ever really gets in trouble.
Well, because the Inspector General would watch for the money, but not the execution of the programs. Who's going to oversee the execution of the programs? And I heard this rumor going around that Bush was going to rely on Karl Rove. Have you heard this?
I have heard that, too. It was in the New York Times. I think it was yesterday.
Right.
And it just said Republican officials said that they didn't say who said it. So it still is a rumor, but it's enough to keep me up at night.
Yeah, let's assume that it's true. What background does Karl Rove have in something as massive as this?
Hey, it's exactly what happened with FEMA. Karl Rove is a political operative used to being really good at playing politics, just like Joe Alba, who was the original director of FEMA, was really good at politics. But you cannot have people who are not qualified take on things of this magnitude. It's just too big and too important. It really is. But I think they're just not really getting what is going on, and I think that is the underlying problem. I don't know about you, but the sentence that President Bush said last night that scarred my brain, I mean, it was like a white searing heat when I heard him say it. He said last night, well, as all of us saw on television, there's deep persistent poverty in this region.
Yeah, really?
So he basically said, yeah, I was watching my widescreen plasma TV and saw there were poor people. I mean, the disconnect there is huge. And B, it's not a regional problem. Katrina did not make people poor.
No, that's true.
And the poverty problem in this country is gigantic.
And it's grown. It's grown by four times, hasn't it, over the last couple of years?
Oh, yeah. There, just last year alone, over a million people from the middle class fell into poverty. My bottom line is I really honestly believe that Bush makes you broke. There are a lot of programs that are geared towards helping out the rich, helping out people who have very stable, very secure finances, but people who live paycheck to paycheck, people who don't have a very secure financial foothold, they end up on the slippery poverty slope, and there's no safety net.
You know, the other thing that gets me, too, and you were talking about TV, is that Dan Bartlett had to show him a DVD of the hurricane coverage before he, you know, realized how bad this was. And he brags about the fact that he doesn't read the newspaper. All right, so he wasn't watching TV. So what the hell is he doing with his time?
He's riding his bike. He's a very good bike rider.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, yeah, I saw that too, and I thought, oh, my God, the President of the United States needs Cliff Notes for television.
Yeah, you know, isn't that bizarre? I mean, to me it would be excusable even if he watched Fox. I mean, at least watch something, but having the communications director have to make a DVD to show it to you so that you realize that, hey, this Hurricane Katrina is serious business. I'd like to know what the hell he does.
It's amazing. Did you ever see the movie Clockwork Orange?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It reminds me of that scene. I just have this picture in my head of President Bush strapped in with his eyes held open.
Yeah.
While Dan Bartlett is like, look at reality. Look at the country and what's going on. And
this
shouldn't be like that.
This is a very, very disconnected president.
It really is. He has this affectation. You see him in his dungarees and his denim and everyone says, oh, he's the guy I want to go have a beer with. But what people forget is he's from a powerful, wealthy political dynasty. He only recently, right before he became governor, you know, bought land in Texas. He's a blue blood. He's an elitist. And those are his priorities and his friends. And I think sometimes we need to shock him into saying, hey, Mr. President, there's a lot of us other folks out here who need some help.
Yeah, absolutely. Christy, before we let you go, plug your websites. Plug the Center for American Progress. I'm on the mailing list, but plug away because it's a fabulous organization.
Well, thanks. I'm shameless when I pimp for my progress report.
Do it.
It's at AmericanProgress.org, and you can sign up for the progress report. It's free. Every morning we wake up at dawn and comb through all the newspapers and say, hey, this is what to see. This is a great article. This is a lie that we've exposed. And then after that comes out around 10, and then all throughout the day, we keep up all the news on thinkprogress.org, which is our blog that we update constantly. And I've got a great team. There are some smart people, and they are on the case.
Boy, it's so good to have you on. It really is. And I appreciate you taking time out from your busy schedule this morning.
Oh, it was a lot of fun. Thank you, Jay.
Thank you, Christy. There's Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress. Check them out online. It's worth getting on their mailing list. They're great people. It's 9:15, 15 minutes after 9. It's open phones here, 303-713-7600. So whatever you want to talk about, we'll do it here, including Bush's speech last night. And I knew because I called out, I start getting hate mail. The hate mail is pouring in here. Can I take it? Well, you know, the worst thing that they could do is fire me, which sometimes I think wouldn't be too bad at all. Happening is you're going to end up having a sore back, as well as problems with your knees and legs. Hey, let me talk to you about Foot Effects. They're a new store in Westminster that you ought to know about. The Foot Effects team includes podiatrists, podorthosists, researchers, product specialists, trainers, and other foot care experts. And they really nail the problem of foot care. They offer products unique and specially developed to provide relief from pain in the heels, the ball of the foot, your knee, your hip, or even back pain. Get the comfort, balance, and support you've been looking for. Call Foot Effects at 1-866-886-FOOT or stop by. They're in Westminster at 120th and Sheridan, Chipotle. Ask about their insurance coverage and give them a call. Foot Effects, 1-866-886-FOOT.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
And contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally, without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-745-8442. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-745-8442. That's 1-800-745-8442.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146. 1-800-550-6146. If you're a business owner, whether you own a small shop or a large corporation, when it comes to building a new facility, the process can be overwhelming. Concerned with getting the building you need on a limited budget? Call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $17,000, you can buy a 40-by-60-foot building from Anthem Steel. You can get a 100-by-200 for under $130,000. That's right, a 40-by-60 for $17,000 or a 100-by-200 for under $130,000. For your free information, call 800-207-8733. Anthem Steel has the high-quality solution for almost any size you need. Before you give up, call Anthem Steel for your free information at 800-207-8733. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-207-8733.
Information, go to ColoradoRockies.com.
Stick in it to righties everywhere. J. Marvin, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 919, 19 minutes after 9, sunny, a high of 82 today. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. J. Marvin along with you, 303-713-7600, and it's open phones. Let's jump back on the phones and go to Doug, who's been hanging on in Lakewood. Doug, good morning.
Yes, hey, Jay.
Yes, Doug.
Christy Harvey's great, isn't she?
Oh, she's the best, isn't she?
You know, I get those progress reports every day, and that's one of the best sources I have for keeping on top of the issues.
Yeah, me too. I get them, too, and I love them. And I've loved that organization ever since they've started, and I've contributed money to them, and I just think they're wonderful.
Hey, I watched the speech last night, and I wasn't impressed, as most of us have not been. But I think the only thing you need to know that is that, you know, it was Karl Rove's first attempt to get Bush's butt out of the fire.
You know something? You're really right about that. That's really a good point. This guy pretty much has skated by unscathed. And I think that Iraq is taking a toll on his presidency. If you look at the opinion polls, it shows that. The Wall Street Journal poll shows it kind of 48-48. 48% you know, didn't like what he's done as far as Katrina goes, and 48% thought that he did an okay job. But you're right. He's I think that the people more and more are starting to realize that the federal government blew it, and this is Rove is going to have to get him out of this. You're right about that.
Well you know, yesterday, I think Fox News had their latest poll, and he was down in the low 40s in Fox News.
I know. Can you believe that?
That is amazing.
I think the guy's definitely in trouble, and I'll tell you something. Let's pretend here. Let's pretend that the building effort gets underway and that the Katrina story recedes from the front page and moves back. We've still got the violence. There was violence this morning, 10 people killed by a suicide bomber in Iraq by a mosque. There's still that ongoing violence in Iraq every day, which is taking a toll on his presidency.
Well, it's a civil war. It's not anything subtle, more subtle than that, you know.
Right, which is what we you know are supposed to be there for. We're supposed to be there preventing that, and we're supposed to be helping with the rebuilding effort. And instead, what do we have? We have all this kind of massive violence going on.
Yeah, I watched Talabani last night on NPR and the NewsHour.
Right.
And the guy's a clown, you know, the president of Iraq. The guy's a clown. He's changed his story in every interview that he's had this week in the United States.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is he's very, very close to the government of Iran.
Right, right.
So, you know, that's going to be a good thing, right? So what we've done is we've taken a terrible situation, and now we've made it worse.
It's just getting worse and worse. Hey, one thing I wanted to point out about the speech last night, just before I sign off here.
Sure.
Bush talked about this Urban Homesteading Act where he's going to grant land, federal land to people. There is no federal land in Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi other than possibly Indian reservations and a few bases, Defense Department bases. I mean, what's he going to do?
I don't know. I caught that part of it and couldn't get what he was talking about. He was also talking about how they were going to get it through a lottery.
Right, right, a lottery. But now, does that mean that they're going to move him out to Utah? Utah's all federal land, right?
Yeah, you're right. There's a lot of the Western United States that is. Congratulations. You're number 7, but yeah. Oh, here's the bad news. You got to go live in Ogden, Utah.
That's right.
Oh, very good, man. Thank you for the call.
Thanks a lot, Jay. Have a good day.
Yeah, have a good weekend. Let's go to Terry in Lafayette. Terry, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Well, Mr. Marvin.
Hi, Terry.
You know, I think all these issues are about how much one loves the flag. I really love the flag. I love its shape. I love its colors. I really love all the beautiful stars. And I even have a bedspread that looks like the flag.
But that's flag desecration. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Well, I don't think that...
Having a bedspread made out of the American flag is desecration.
Well, and I love the flag, and...
Well, good. Okay, see you later.
I don't...
Let's go to Gary in Colorado Springs. Gary, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. and neocons, too.
You know,
pity that guy that was just on there because, you know, the American flag gets wrapped around all parts of the body these days. And back when you and I were principled and young, people would get beat up for doing that with an American flag.
You know, you're just the caller I need.
Well, okay, that's good. I got one thing I want to say before I get you yelling at me, though, okay?
No, I won't yell at you. Go ahead.
I promise.
Yeah.
Down here in Colorado Springs, we got us a Camp Casey kind of event going on between now and the 24th.
I saw that in the paper. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, at 802 North Nevada, in the parking lot of a small business, we've got a tent encampment set up with a bunch of signs about Camp Casey kind of momentum, little white crosses and tombstones and things. And there's going to be some musical events, some bands playing, and a movie shown one night or another, and just basically an opportunity for people to come down, bring their lawn chairs, and spend a couple hours talking with like-minded people and waving at cars that drive by.
Can you give the address of that, where we can go?
802 North Nevada. The business name is Tunes, like cartoons. 802 North Nevada. They started it yesterday at 1 o'clock, and like I said, it's going to go through the weekend of the 24th, and they're planning more events around it. Details at a website, csaction.org, like Colorado Springs Action.org.
Okay.
Where to go to find that stuff.
And this is going on at 802 North Nevada.
Mm-hmm, in Colorado Springs.
All right, man. Boy, you guys are gutsy down there.
You know, when you live with these idiots right up in your face all the time, it's not hard to raise up and yell back at them. It's when they're sneaky and you don't see them as much that you kind of ignore them. So down here, we're very sensitive to crazies because we got a lot of them. You were talking yesterday about the Prayer of Allegiance and the fact that having people recite that really doesn't hurt them any. And to a degree, I know that that's true. But on the other hand, Mr. Limbaugh, Druggy Limbaugh, has managed to have such a strong effect on this country as he has, specifically because he takes small little soundbite messages and repeats them over and over and over again. And, of course, that's Karl Rove's mode of operating also.
It was also Goebbels' mode of operation, wasn't it?
All of the great propagandists of history have understood that. You take a small piece of information that maybe is partly true, maybe partly false, and you make people say it enough times, without even becoming aware of it, they come to believe it. And the Prayer of Allegiance is the same sort of thing. You might be a good Christian and you might believe in four gods or 12 gods. I really don't care. But when you or your government tries to force other people to repeat their mantra, repeat that prayer, it is going to have an effect on the minds of the people who listen to it.
So do you think that the Pledge of Allegiance should be scrapped?
Well, first of all, any loyalty oath should be voluntary, number one. And it should not be administered in a situation where it's awkward for someone who wants to be absent from it to be absent from it. Here in Colorado Springs, our crazies get together at school in the morning before school starts. They have a program they call Meet Me at the Flagpole. And at any one of our schools, you can find between 5 and 100 kids standing around, holding hands, saying prayers, including the Prayer of Allegiance.
Mm.
And then after they've done that, they move on into the school. And it's perfectly appropriate. The school has nothing to do with it. The principal doesn't ring a bell and call everybody to the assembly. The teacher doesn't demand that the kids take part in it. It is voluntary. And any oath of allegiance should be voluntary, or else it's just hypocrisy.
All right, so your basic suggestion would be that we move to have the Pledge of Allegiance be a voluntary thing.
Well, it certainly should be voluntary. Next along the line, though, I'm a good, loyal American. I volunteered to fight for my country in Vietnam. I pay taxes, and I don't necessarily like watching my Jehovah's Witness sister and brother-in-law have to grimace and squirm when they go to a graduation ceremony, because their religion tells them they're going to go to hell if they do that kind of
thing. Yeah, that's true. You're right about that.
So I have to apologize for them because my government's forcing them to do that. To me, it makes no difference anyway, but except for the fact that I know it programs people to believe in a God and to associate God with country. And because they come to do that, then they apply religion to other things where it shouldn't, like politics. You had a caller the other day who was saying that they felt that things like the Pledge of Allegiance and things like the religious rights political activity have influenced this country a lot. And you were sort of, you know, asking her to give you an example of it. Well, I run a store here in Colorado Springs that sells liberal paraphernalia and whatnot.
How dare you?
It's terrible, isn't it? We've even advertised on your radio program
before. How dare you?
Yeah, it's terrible. Giving money to liberals.
Down there in Colorado Springs, how dare you?
Just before the last election, just before, what was that guy's name that dropped out before the votes were counted? Anyway, I can't remember that guy's name. All of the Catholic preachers here in town gave their Sunday sermon telling the members of their flock that if they voted for anybody other than Bush, they would be committing an immortal sin and they would burn forever in hell.
Well, if they get caught doing that, though, they should have their tax exemption lifted.
Well, that's a whole other question. Who do you think is going to catch him, Bush and his boys?
There's an organization that specializes in that. I've had them on before.
Americans United for Separation of Church and State pursues things like that, and they've had some results.
They have had.
I know they have. But nonetheless, here in Colorado Springs, every Catholic preacher gave that sermon. Two of the people who came into my store and told us about it said that they were going to go ahead and vote for Kerry anyway because of the war and because of everything else. But I'm sure that in conservative offices in Colorado Springs, Catholics probably came in and said, I've changed my mind. I'm going to vote for Bush because the preacher told me to.
Boy, anybody who would do something like that, though, is weak-minded to begin with.
Well, anybody who would fall into a religion is a weak person to begin with.
Well, that's, you know, see, then now I kind of think that that's debatable because there is a good side to Christianity.
Of course there are.
And because you happen to believe in it, you know, see, that just puts me in a really, I feel like when you say that, it puts all of us in a really awkward position. Because what about all the mainstream Christians that do good things every single day, day in and day out,
and
that aren't crazy?
There certainly are. There's tons of them. They do great things. I wish they wouldn't use my tax dollars to do it, but they do, and they do good things. But that doesn't necessarily, that doesn't negate the fact that a lot of people follow along with the corporate line or the church line or the government line because it's easier than thinking. Who was it? Jesse Ventura was quoted a while back as saying that religion was a crutch for people who were too lazy to do their own thinking. And I think that happens a lot. You ask somebody about Bush, a lot of the people here in Colorado Springs will tell you he's the greatest guy there ever was. You push a little bit and they'll tell you he's a Christian. So you're basing your whole decision on the fact that he's a Christian?
Yeah, all right.
Yes,
that's
I
a
do.
That's a point well taken. All right, listen, I'm out of time here. Great call, though. And that address
is 802 North Nevada, Colorado Springs.
Okay, you got it, pal. Thanks, appreciate it. 9:31 here, 29 minutes in front of 10 o'clock on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk, that's 802 North Nevada, by the way, in the Springs. Go by and see those folks.
Self and save with lower prices on thousands of items throughout the store. Albertsons, helping make your life easier. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulders. For
$1,000. And all of these vehicles have been specially hand-selected, safety-inspected, professionally cleaned, detailed, and have brand-new Colorado admissions. And with every car sold at Rocky's Autos, you're protected by United Car Care for 30 days or 3,000 miles. And you can see a Carfax on every vehicle on the lot. When Rocky's has these early bird sales, you got to get out there early. I was at the last one. And, I mean, you know, you get out there at about 8 o'clock. As a matter of fact, if I were you, I'd get out there at 7:30. The doors will open at 9 a.m., and they'll stay open until 9 p.m., but you want to get in on the good bargains. Get there early. Rocky's Autos, early bird sale with deals you're not going to find anywhere else. And Rocky's is located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of Boulder Turnpike. All of it included. I'm tempted just to get on out there tomorrow myself just to see, watch all the great automobiles and just check all the people out. So get out there to Rocky.
It's that time of year again. Call 303-7WINDOW-NOW to get 40% off American Exterior's quality replacement windows that will save you money on energy bills, add value to, and beautify your home. You simply won't find a better quality window at a better price. So if you need to replace your windows, call 303-7WINDOW and get 40% off their quality replacement windows. For more details, go to AmericanExteriorsInc.com. Not valid with any other offer. Restrictions apply. American Exteriors, 40% off windows, siding, and doors.
You're the number you need to know.
Cursing at your cursor? Plagued by villainous viruses? Let Computer Superheroes come to your rescue. Computer Superheroes provides personalized, prompt, and reasonably priced computer service and support for your home or home office. By phone or in person, hardware or software, there is no task too great or too small. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes today at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250, or click on the banner inside your media player.
Thank you for calling.
calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-706-4998. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-706-4998. That's 1-800-706-4998.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146. 1-800-550-6146.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
You know?
Well, we hope it makes us stronger.
A couple of things. First, about church and state, I've got to get my two cents worth on this. You would think that a red flag would go up in the minds of fundamentalist Christians about combining church and state. The central story of Christianity is about the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And it happened when the church, the Sanhedrin, went to Pilate, the state, said, this guy is causing trouble and is a threat to Caesar. He's got to go. And it ends with the execution of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you know, you would think that. But, you know, it's along the same lines as this. And I can't remember who raised this. And I can't remember where I read it. But somebody once was saying that, why is it that these fundamentalist Christians, why is it that they are so hip to have the Ten Commandments posted everywhere, but they don't want to post, say, for instance, the Beatitudes?
Well, there are what are called Old Testament Christians and New Testament Christians, and they've written umpteen journal articles about that in sociology, and I kind of studied that, but I'll leave that to the other sociologists to figure out. It's just that we have folks who believe it's up to them to bring the New Jerusalem, and this is what they're working to do.
Yeah, and I've had people call here and say that they actually believe. Or not that they believe, but they think that Bush believes that what he's doing is hastening the end of the world.
Yeah, well, and, you know, that is certainly plausible. There have been people throughout history who that was certainly their aim. I mean, the old William Blake poem, Jerusalem, that has been made into a piece of music. That's what that's about. So we have built Jerusalem in England's green and you know, pleasant land. But anyway, speaking about green and pleasant land. something I haven't heard talked about yet with respect to rebuilding the Gulf Coast. I mean, we're talking about rebuilding two major metropolitan areas. I don't think it's dawned on anybody how many how much natural resources will be needed to do this. I mean, just think about it for a second. We're talking about just to replace all the motor vehicles, the plastics, the metals, the rubber, the
ceramics, you're right.
The oils. I mean, how much oil alone is it going to take to rebuild the coast? Billions of barrels? Just something really simple. A little toilet tissue spindle that we all use every day, right?
Right.
Millions and millions of these are going to have to be made. They're chromed metal sockets, spindles of plastic, the little springs inside. They're going to need millions of these. Where are they going to get them from? What's it going to cost? And what is this all going to do to the inflation rate?
It's going to drive it up, I would assume.
Inflation, what did I see the other day? We're now at a 6% annualized rate.
Right.
We're starting to move into the rates we saw during Ford and Nixon and Carter.
Yeah, and you know what? When you start to get into the Carter rates, that's where everybody got angry at Jimmy Carter, that and the hostage situation.
Well, just consider this. Just to rebuild the homes, the billions of metal nails and brackets that are going to be needed to reframe the houses, not to mention the millions and millions of miles of wood boards that are going to be. I mean, it's got to be done. My question is, do the resources exist to do it?
Well, I think, you know what, I think that's an interesting question, and I'll tell you something else. Carter had a situation with high interest rates and the hostage situation.
And
we may be looking at a president who's going to have high interest rates and a war in Iraq that we can't win.
Well, what did they call it? Stagflation, inflation with no GDP growth. The thing is, though, this will create GDP growth. It has to. When the government dumps that much money into the economy and the productivity production that's going to be needed to just do all this work, it's bound to improve the GDP. But my question is, at what cost to the environment and at what cost to all of our individual pocketbooks through inflation? And as Christy Harvey was talking about, when inflation goes up, what does the Fed do? They raise
right.
interest rates.
That's right.
To try to compensate. And, you know, suddenly you've got this upward spiral in inflation.
And who's going to get hurt the worst, middle class and lower middle class and poor people?
I mean, just consider this. If it comes down to, that much oil is going to be needed, let's say out of desperation these oil men decide, well, we're going to need to use some biodiesel, comes from plants, right? Where's all the seed come from to grow the crops, to make the fat, to make the biodiesel? How much land is going to be needed to do this? How much land is going to be used to grow the food or to take food out of production for us in order to grow the biodiesel crops? I'm not hearing any of this talked about.
No, it isn't being talked about.
The thing is, this is the story.
Yeah, well, it's not being talked about, and it's something that is going to have to be talked about, and it's something that should be discussed. Hey, man, thank you. What a stellar call. Stellar call. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Or go to toyota.com/certified. The best new cars make the best used cars. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's not just radio. It's a friend.
Intelligence is dictated by asking questions.
Go ahead. Open your door.
Our country needs visionary policies that offer...
If you're a business owner, whether you own a small shop or a large corporation, when it comes to building a new facility, the process can be overwhelming. Concerned with getting the building you need on a limited budget? Call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $17,000, you can buy a 40-by-60-foot building from Anthem Steel. You can get a 100-by-200 for under $130,000. That's right, a 40-by-60 for $17,000 or a 100-by-200 for under $130,000. For your free information, call 800-207-8733. Anthem Steel has the high-quality solution for almost any size you need. Before you give up, call Anthem Steel for your free information at 800-207-8733. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-207-8733.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-745-8442. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-745-8442. That's 1-800-745-8442.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-322-1235. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-322-1235. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-322-1235. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-322-1235. Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
Yeah, the previous caller said that rebuilding the Gulf Coast has just got to be done. And you said that that could cost up to $200 billion.
That's what they're saying.
I'm wondering why we have to rebuild it. Why should we spend any federal money within 10 miles of the coast? Hurricanes are going to keep coming, and the big problem was the storm surge, and nothing is going to stop the storm surge.
Well, you know, that's not true.
What's going to stop the storm surge in Waveland or Biloxi?
They had a plan to erect a barrier that would have stopped the storm surge
in New Orleans.
Outside of New Orleans, but they were enjoined, the Army Corps of Engineers were enjoined not to do it. This was back in the 60s, and they're going to reexamine and going to look at it again. But let's say you're right on what you're saying. Then where do all these people go? What are you going to do with all of them? How are you going to go to somebody and say you can't come home?
What are they going to come home to? Those people in New Orleans.
It doesn't make any difference. They're used to living someplace.
So
they
what?
Want. You know what? Lower your voice and strengthen your argument.
Sorry. So what?
Well, you mean? So what do you mean? So what? If I live in New Orleans,
yes.
And I want to come, and I've lived there all my life,
you can move back.
I want to move back. Then what's the problem there?
You can move back. The government, the federal government, is just not going to help you move back.
That's not how it works.
Why?
You can't. It doesn't work that
Why?
Way. Because the federal government has got a certain responsibility to help citizens out in a time of need. You know, you're this whole discussion. I mean, there must be like there must be some kind of full moon out or something here, because I'm getting like the most irrational callers this morning.
We can help them move to someplace else.
But that's not the point. They don't have to move to someplace yourselves in Louisiana. And if it was done right, you can protect the city,
no,
and
you
can protect the.
With
all
global
right.
warming.
All right, all right. Do you, all right. Do you have a degree in engineering? I mean,
no.
what is your qualifications to claim that they can't be protected when experts have said that they can be protected, that by taking care of the outer islands, the barrier islands, and by doing the right thing there, that man can coexist with nature.
I saw these guys on Meet the Press 2 weeks ago, and they said
I saw them too.
With global warming, the seas are going to rise 3 feet.
So you
and,
can still
and you cannot protect the coast if the seas are rising 3 feet. It's just irrational.
Says who?
How are you going to protect it? What is the cost of that? Isn't it much more efficient to move those people inland?
No, it's not much more efficient
it
to
is.
Move those people inland, because you know something?
What?
Maybe they don't want to live inland. Maybe they want to go back to where they were before. Who are you to tell anybody where they should or should not live?
Wait,
or allocations of federal money that should or should not be made? That's what the federal government should do, help people in a time of crisis. If it was happening in your neighborhood, you wouldn't like it.
I'm looking out my window right now at Pikes Peak. If I want to build a house on Pikes Peak, and it gets knocked down because of wind, should the federal government allow me to rebuild my house up there? It's stupid to build there, and it's stupid to build along the
coast. No, you know what is stupid? Right. What's stupid is this argument. Thank you for the call. Man, oh man, what are we got? An electric magnet here that just like is a, like, you know, these stems are just flocking to the 760 signal? We got a stem magnet going on here. Ladies and gentlemen, the stem magnet is on. Let's go to Mac in Pueblo. Mac, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. I really enjoy your show. I'm just an old rancher out south of Pueblo, and I watch your or listen to your show every morning. There's some two or three questions I have that
sure.
bother me. The first is that this discussion about the this corporation, these bad corporations. I was under the impression that you and I and everybody that has retirement programs and so forth, we own the corporations. Both Democrats and Republicans.
I don't own any corporations. I have no corporate shares.
Well, they're not everyone does, but somebody, the labor unions and so forth. I used to teach years ago, and my peer account is in corporations. But anyway, it's corporations are owned by the folks that own the stocks in them.
But the majority of corporations, big, huge corporations, the majority of them. Have board of directors, have a chairman, and people own large blocks of stock, so the individual shareholders basically don't have much to say about the yearly operations of the corporations.
Okay, I can't argue that. But anyway, just something that's bothered me. The other thing that's bothered me, and like I've indicated, I've been a lifelong Democrat, and I run a ranch, I buy a lot of fuel. It's always seemed to me that the problem is refining capacity, and secondly, the problem with not being able to drill. There's a trade-off there. How much, like Amwar, how much does gas have to get before somebody stands up and says, we don't really care, let's start drilling? Or
how about this idea? Instead of going and drilling in Anwar, instead of doing that, how about this? How about trying to impose some fuel mileage standards on the automobile industry, and how about practicing some conservation?
But see that let's let the price system do that.
That's a free market idea, and that's fine. If you want to have to pay more for gasoline, then don't complain about the price. If you don't want to impose any kind of fuel standards on the automobile industry because they're not going to do it voluntarily, then you know what? Don't complain about the price of gasoline. Don't complain about the environment. Don't complain about greenhouse effects. You're stuck with what you got.
But I'm saying I'm not complaining. I think it ought to go to $10.
Well, then fine. Enough. Good. Then let it go to $10. But there's a hell of a lot of people who can't afford $10 a gallon.
The economy will start to make the adjustments. We'll start to make some trade-offs.
What trade-offs are you talking about? Why are you overlooking the biggest trade-off, which would be conservation and more efficient fuel mileage and more efficient running automobiles?
That comes about with higher prices.
Not necessarily. Maybe in the beginning, but not necessarily over the long run.
In time, it does. In time, when the price gets high enough.
You're right. I give up.
Okay.
You know, let's build automobiles that get like 6 miles to the gallon and let the marketplace handle it. Okay, are you in favor of that? Or let's drill an Anwar and screw up the environment up there. Like, okay, why don't we just do that? Because what the hell? We don't need it anyway. The world's going to come to an end eventually anyway, and then Jesus is going to return and take all of us that are worthy.
Jerry, now you're getting off like some callers you had this morning.
And no, I'm not. I'm being truthful. I'm being truthful with you by saying to you that what we need in this country is we need fuel standards that are enforceable so that the automobile industry builds cars that get better gas mileage, not go up to Anwar and touch pristine land and pollute and screw the hell out of it. And also, we've got a greenhouse effect going on in this country and in this world, and we have to do something about that, and a lot of it comes from automobiles. I mean, that's just as plain as day. Either you want to do it or you don't want to do it.
That's what we have a price system for.
Oh,
that's what.
All right. That leaves it to the free market, so only the rich will have automobiles. And meanwhile, the environment will be screwed to hell. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. You know what? Can I sign off? Can I go home now, please? I mean, with 5 minutes left, can I leave? Thank God it's the weekend. Where are all these callers coming from? And, you know, I don't care if the management here fires me for saying this, but, I mean, where are all these callers coming from? Are they dropping out of the middle of nowhere? What's wrong? Boyles isn't talking about roller derby over there on K-How or something? You got no better place to go? Jeez. I'm telling you. I can't even see outside. Is it a full moon? What is it? Is the stem magnet on? Turn the stem magnet off. Let's go to Teresa in Highlands Ranch. Teresa, you're on AM 7.